on
Oh, anywhere. It could be on the, here, since you mentioned the Colt 45s, who's your favorite ball player?
I like Dylan and Aaron and Mason Cashman.
Yeah? Three U-prep guys, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, got to go with the locals. Pitch is taken on the inside corner for a strike, 0-1. But what about Giacomo, man? Giacomo's from Foothill.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like him too?
Yeah.
That's good. 0-1 the count. Here's the 0-1. Pitch delivered on the outside corner for strike two. 0-2 the count. So what are you hoping to do? How far do you want to go with the Special Olympics? Want to go travel in different countries? Yeah, or just stay here?
Just stay here.
Stay here? That's good. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on. That ball's grounded hard up the middle. The throw to third, not in time, as Joe Brown made a good play to keep the ball in the infield. But a single by Giacomo Crosetti is... If Joe Brown does not get to that ball, Mason Johnson is scoring pretty easily. So, Joe Brown keeping it in front. Runners at the corners for Brett Yingis. So, who's your favorite MLB player?
There's a lot of them out there.
Yeah? Yeah.
Take a favorite.
Yeah, I know. It's hard for me, too, especially being a Dodgers fan. You kind of ripped me for that, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Dodgers stink?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say that, but you can say that to other people.
I would say one of my favorite players on my team, the San Francisco Giants, is Jock Peterson. I love Jock Peterson.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I liked him, too, when he was on the Dodgers, but you know what? He's on the Giants now. Pitch is taken on the outside corner for us, right? Glad you could join us. Joined by my good friend, Connor Goheen, who I run into a lot, and I got to cover him, take some pictures of him during the Special Olympics at Anderson High School. Great event. Been around since the 70s. 1-1 pitch, and it's bunted up along the first base side. Tough throw, not in time. Dingus with a big single, able to score. Johnson to second goes Crosetti. Small ball counts in the big world, and the Colt 45s now only trail 3-2. Man, and now the tying run.
Coming to the plate
is on second, and now coming to the plate is Dusty Vela. Man, so
can we just see Mason Cashman like come off the bench?
Hey, you got to talk to Bob, man. You got to talk to Bob, man. He wants to see his boy Mason come up to the plate. Taking away for ball one is Dusty Vela, and so for you, I mean. Baseball being out here, why do you like the Colt 45 so much?
They got good attendance. Rick Bisset is the man around here. I volunteered out here one time, and he made sure that none of the homeless people messed around with me and served up some good food to these hungry Colt 45 fans.
Oh, absolutely. What's your favorite thing to eat at the ballpark?
I can't.
Here's the 2-0 pitch, taking on the outside corner for a strike. You're doing a fantastic job, Connor. This is one of my favorite interviews that I get to do, and especially here in the bottom of the fifth, get to, you know, connect with somebody in the community. It's awesome. Two balls and one strike to Dusty Vela. Mabukuru delivers pitches, swung on and fouled away off the protective netting and into the snack shack area. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Bottom of the fifth inning, the Colt 45s trail.
3-2.
The Novato Knicks, 3-2. Thanks, Connor. You're on top of it.
That's what I'm good at this
one. Yeah? Love it. 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lined in the center under a jumping, nearly overrunning the ball, but may able to make the catch is Schaefer. And there's two away. Wow. Schaefer thought that ball was a lot closer than what it was, but he was able to jump up, climb the mountain a bit and make a good play. So now here's Patrick Fregoso with two out and trying to swing the momentum in the 45's favor. Hiroshima Fukuro, the pitch. Ooh. Delivered on the inside corner for a strike. 0-1.
Where's the mix? Where are they from?
Oh, they're from the Bay Area. Novato is a town in the Bay Area.
Oh.
Here's the 0-1 pitch taken high for ball one. One ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Change up on the outside corner for a strike and four. The Novato Knicks produce MLB players like Will Venable. The program's been around since 1967, been around the city of Novato. Here's 1-2 pitch. Curveball swung on and fouled away.
Now the ball brought to you by Jack's Group. On institution, downtown Reading.
One ball and two strikes. Here's the 1-2. Curveball taken a little high for ball two. So two balls and two strikes the count. Joined alongside Connor. So what are you expecting for next year? You seem to have the inside scoop on you, Prep. What are you excited about next year? 2 cubits swung on hard ground ball up the middle between the score club and second base and four base hit. Coming around and scoring is Costati. The Club 35s have tied it up at three. Compliments of the boy from East Vale, California, Patrick Fregoso. And so for Fregoso, who once upon a time was a soccer player
from Gwinnett College.
And now,
first baseman, number 20.
From Gwinnett College, here is Kyle Norton. And so for Norton, hit one home run last year. The pitch swung on, and that ball is lifted into shallow left field. Under it is Holiday. He'll make the grab, and that will end the inning, but not before the Reading Colt 45s answer the Novato Knicks with two runs of their own on RBI singles by Patrick Fregoso and Brett Dingus. Two runs on three hits, a man left. Thank you so much for joining us, Connor. It's been a pleasure. We're going to the top of the sixth inning. The Reading Colt 45s tied with the Novato Knicks 3-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top of the sixth inning, a pitching duel going on between Dylan Cabral and Ryan Shimabukuro. Pitch is taken inside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to Zane Bennett. 1-0 kid swung on and missed to the outside corner, and Bennett came up empty. Cabral, he'll whip in fire, and again another sinker ball that's taken down and away for ball two. So six strikeouts for Cabral. 2-1. Drop just a little outside for ball three. And so a 3-1 count. Here's the 3-1, fouled away.
Foul ball brought to you by News Concrete Construction. Quality concrete contractor.
Cabral looking in. He'll wind and fire. The 3-2 pitch is in the dirt for ball four.
And so for Cabral, allowing his second walk tonight, and that will set up Jacob Campbell. Shortstop,
number nine, Jacob Campbell.
Cabral winds and fires the pitch. Delivered on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1. Cabral winds, delivers on the outside corner for strike two. Hip high strike. So for Cabral hitting his spots. 3 runs allowed, but only 2 earned. 2-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike 3. 7 strikeouts for Dylan Cabral. And now here comes Ansel Carson. So Ansel Carson from Contra Costa Junior College. Here's the pitch, swung on, lined into left center, and that'll drop 4 base hit. Cutting it off is Corsetti. Corsetti with momentum, and Sad is going to throw it to his cutoff man, Dingus. Runners are at the corners, and that will set up John Holtz. And so for the Novato Knicks, making the adjustment. And it's third time round of hitting against Cabral. And so it's always tough. And Tyler, you can attest to this, you know, being a pitcher, how hard it is when you have to face a lineup a third time around. What do you have to do as a pitcher when you're going up against a team that's already seen you twice?
Well, Ethan, when I'm throwing the ball and third time around, usually I'll start throwing it a little lower in the zone, kind of get a little bit out of the zone so they don't get comfortable in the strike zone swinging.
Yeah, and not try to feed off of their tendencies. So trying to pick up on Cabral's tendencies. 1-0 hits. That's bounced in the dirt, and it hits Holt in the thigh. So Holtz is hit by the pitch, and just like that, the bases are loaded. And now let's see if Dylan Cabral can escape trouble again. And now we're going to have Bob Anderson go out and talk to Dylan. We have some action going on in the bullpen as we have warming up. I thought I saw two. Oh, yeah. So, warming up for the Colt 45s in the bullpen is Ryan Amontrout. So, Amontrout getting loose. He is a power-throwing right-hander. And so, for Bob Anderson, talking with his infield and his pitcher, giving a clap, and they're going to let Cabral stay in the game and try to see if he can get himself out of a bit of a jam here. On one hand, the bases are loaded. On the other hand, though, there's one out and a double play inning, and a double play erases any trouble. And facing Cabral for the fourth time is Joe Brown, who is 2-for-3. Brown takes a up and away for ball one. 1 ball and no strikes. And so for Brown, who is the beer batter, but he is also the batter with 2 hits and has done a good job of hitting off of Cabral. 1-0 taken on the outside corner. Knee-high strike. Cabral looking in. The 1-1. On the outside corner for a strike. That one looked like a straight forcing right there out of Cabral. One ball and two strikes. Tied up at three here in the top of the sixth. 1-2. Swung on and misses. Strike three. Big out for Dylan Cabral. And to top it all off, the fans get $1 off beer. So not only was it a big strikeout for his team, but the fans get rewarded in their wallets. And so for Joe Brown, it's truly a feast or famine night. He is now 2 for 4. He has 2 singles, but he's also struck out twice. And now, here's Cabral looking in at Lucas Schaefer, who takes a little bit low at the cast for ball one. Again, that sinker. 1-0 count. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Swung on and fouled back. Whoa, that three has nearly got taken out, too. Boy, just missed the rearview mirror. One ball and one strike with two outs. Top of the sixth inning, running Colt 45s and the Novato Knicks tied up at three. Series tied up at one and now playing the final of the three-game series. 1-1 pitch again, fouled away. So bases loaded in for Cabral, who again has done well under pressure, had runners at first and second in the fourth inning, but struck out three. Here's the 1-2 pitch, swung on, lifted along the first base side, and foul.
That's a ball brought to you by Crystal Creek Aggregate.
Do it again. One ball and two strikes. Cabral against Schaefer. Here's the 1-2 hit. Swung on and miss from Schaefer to Shane Dice. Cabral with the strikeout, and he strikes out the side once again. The bases are left loaded. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Reading Colt 45s tied with the Novato Knicks 3-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Bottom of the sixth inning we go, and it'll be Hunter Reed to lead things off after the Colt 45s sent 7 batters to the plate in the fifth inning, scoring 3 runs on a bunt single by Brett Dingus, and then an RBI single the old-fashioned way by Patrick Fragoso. And so for Hunter Reed, who is 1 for 2 on the day, the big man stabs in. And for Reed, who is studying business, takes in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And one of the things that he is aspiring to be is a two-way player, meaning that he wants to pitch as well, and he has shown that he can do it. One of Kitch taken high for ball two. For Reed, who attends Texas A&M, Texarkana, said that growing up, he wanted to become the first MLB, well, the first two-way MLB player, other than, of course, the Sultan of SWAT himself, Babe Ruth. Three balls and no strikes, a 3-0 Kitch delivered down the middle for a strike. But then once Shohei Ohtani, he said, came into the league, he was just like, well, now I got to settle on being the second or third guy. 3-1 Kitch missed inside for ball four. And so for Reed, who walks, reaches base for the second time today, brings up Jeremy Giesing, who is 1-for-2. And so for the Colt 45s, who are looking to see life on the better side, who the pitch swung on, that ball is lined hard down the third baseline and foul, out of play. 0-1, so the Colt 45s, who have scored three runs, are tied. They've also, though, grounded into three double plays today, which is, I believe, the most this season. Here's the 0-1 Kitch delivered on the outside corner for a strike. Looked like a two-seam fastball by Shima Bukuru. The 1-2 pitch upstairs for ball one. Four-seam fastball. So one ball, two strikes account with no out, and Hunter Reed over first base, and he wanted to give a special shout-out to his churches, both in Texarkana and Plano. 1-2 pitch swung on, and that's another ground ball to short. The turn to second for one. The throw to first. Double play. The fourth double play the Colt 45s have grounded into. Second double play by Giesing.
Third baseman, number 10, Mason Johnson.
And so for Jeremy Giesing, who is 1-for-3 on the day, grounds into a double play, and now here's Mason Johnson, who takes on the outside corner for strike one. Tied up at 3-3. And for the Colt 45s, who's they've been generating hits and base runners, but again, four double plays really going to hurt your cause. The opposite token for the Novato Knicks, they've gotten base runners and hits as well, but then have struggled with runners in scoring position. Here's the 2-1 pitch delivered away for ball three to Johnson. Three-one pitches on the inside corner for a strike. In fact, six of the eight strikeouts for the Novato Knicks have come with runners in scoring position. 3-2 pitch. There's Johnson. A high drive into deep left field. Back he goes. That's over the netting. And gone. And he's in. He nails on the left hand side. Pitching right. Well, if you can't hit it home on the ground, you might as well hit it out of the ballpark. That's now the second home run of the night for the running Colt 45s, who with two outs and two strikes take the lead 4-3. To bring up Mackenzie Higuchi, who takes high and away for ball one. So how about Mason Johnson? Man, the big boy power. Here's Higuchi, who swings and fouls the pitch away. Jeez, that one was absolutely tatered. over the netting into Safeway across the street. And now here's Higuchi, who swings and hits a fly ball into right field, turning his shoulder three steps, making the catch as McCoy, and that ends the inning. But not before the Reading Colt 45s add another run on a solo blast from Mason Johnson, who hits it a mile over the netting for a home run. One run, one hit is all the Colt 45s need. And at the end of six innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Devoto Knicks 4-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
But it's a natural fact, when Jackie comes to bat, yo, the team is through. Now, when did you see Jackie Robinson hit that ball? He hit it.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Leading up the top of the seventh inning for Novato.
Top of the seventh inning, and here is Braden Holiday. And so for Holiday, stepping up to the plate. Here's a pitch swung on. First pitch grounded to third. Backhanded by Johnson, but he bounces it like a basketball, and he won't have a play. Ouch. Mason Johnson backhanded it. It hit right off his glove, bounced, and then bounced once more. So that'll go as an error on Johnson, who just hit a home run just moments ago to give the Colt 45s the lead. And for Johnson, that is his second error of the day. And so here is Jake McCoy, who swings and fouls a pitch. And now we have Ryan Ammonshout on the pitch. Ammonshout looking in. He'll wind and fire. The 0-1 pitch swung on and missed for strike two. Oh, baby. What a slider that was. Just broke right to the to the outside. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swung on, grounded hard down the left field line. That's a fair ball and into the corner. To second goes Holiday. And so for the Novato Knicks, looking to make the air by Johnson sting.
The baseman, number 32.
And so for Ammonshout, running into some similar trouble that Dylan Cabral did, not with the pitching necessarily, but just his defense, and obviously that last ball was hit pretty hard, but, you know, you get... your first piece of contact, and it ends up being an error. So, again, runners at first and second. And now for Brett Dingus, the shortstop, going out to talk to Ammonshout. McCoy at first, Holiday at second, with Joey Cotty up to bat. 1-0 kick swung on, and that ball is flied into right field, going back under and making the catch is Jeremy Giesig, tagging up his Holiday at second to third. Did he go? Yes! The Colt 45's appeal at second base that Holiday went too early, and he is called out. A double play. And the Colt 45's catching an absolute break, and now for the Novato Knicks, I guess you can say maybe in the similar predicament that the Colt 45's were in Friday night. Again, for Holiday, who tagged up and went to third, the Colt 45's didn't appeal, and so the discussion is going on between him and Dan Boutwell, and now the manager's been thrown out of the game. The manager's been thrown out of the game for the Novato Knicks. Oh, he's been thrown out. I called it a little bit too soon, but now he's thrown out. I was a little bit preemptive, but now he is chasing Dan Boutwell down the third base side, and he is still coming. He is still coming, and he throws him out again and throws him out again. He just gave him the double wag and the double finger. Oh, my. So how about that? The Colt 45's being treated as escorting the Novato Knicks manager off the field is Vicente Gutierrez, and he isn't done yet. I'm not sure where they're going to put this guy. Maybe a trailer or something, because it's not like they can put him in the clubhouse for the Colt 45's, and so with two out, an appeal 9-4 double play. Wow. And now here is Zane Bennett, who takes inside for ball one. Wow. I mean, I've known Braden Holiday for quite a while. He's a very, very good base runner. But I am not going to... Oh, wow, the 0-1-0 pitch swung on, and that ball slid down the third baseline and foul. The whole barrel just flew off the handle and into the backstop. And my, oh my, that is why you have that protective netting. That thing splintered. Wow. What an entertaining top of the seventh this has been. Man, that a barrel and a shard that is left. The fans trying to see if they can get a piece of the wood and maybe use it to light a candle. Time out, and what is going on? I think we still have, has another player been thrown out? Oh, the manager is still in the dugout. And he was supposed to be ejected. He was still coaching. Goodness gracious, where do they put a thrown-out manager of the away team? Man. Guess he's got to go to the parking lot. Here's the 1-1 pitch swung on. That's grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. Fires to first. And another error by Johnson. To third. Goes Jake McCoy. And so for Jake McCoy, who is at third, now the third error committed at Mason Johnson, and for Ryan Amontrout, I mean, man, talk about a guy who is just having a freakish evening at the DMV. Wow. Two errors committed on Mason Johnson, and that was after he hit a solo home run to take the lead. And so you got to be thinking that this is really not for Amon Bamanchow, but this has got to be for the infield. 4-3 game. And let's count. Because counting is helpful. Yes. Yeah. 1, 2. Three errors, and they were all committed by Mason Johnson. Ouch, that is tough. And so for Johnson, looking at his mitt. And so for Amontrout, having to help himself out in what has been a weird top of the seventh inning, a manager being ejected and then being told to go stand in the parking lot. Pitch is taken on the inside corner for a strike. To Jacob Campbell. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Fastball swung on and fouled all the way. Two-seam fastball that runs to the inside part of the plate and chipped away by Campbell. No balls, two strikes, two out. Two errors. Excuse me. No. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, two errors committed, a manager ejected, and 0-2 pitch is inside for ball one. Campbell thought that he was hit on the seam by the pitch. Saying no is Robert McGee. Amontrout. He sets. The 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed for strike three. Down goes Campbell. And so, despite two errors committed by Mason Johnson, the running Colt 45s are able to get themselves out of trouble thanks to Ryan Amontrout with a strikeout against Campbell. So, no runs, two errors, a strikeout, plus a thrown-out manager who is sitting in the parking lot. We go to the bottom of the seventh inning, and let's see if something patriotic like God Bless America can calm everybody's nerves. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And now, Rick Bassetti is encouraging everybody to sing God Bless America with Sahara, who is the singer.
She's coming. Hang on,
folks. And I guess they're going to get her, so I'm just going to stay on air and try to keep the conversation interesting until she starts singing. Oh, she's got the microphone, and we're ready to sing.
God
bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans, wide with far. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. That is a singer, man. Miss Sahara, absolutely amazing rendition of God Bless America. We'll take a break. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Health. Shasta Regional Medical Health is honored to be ranked as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital by IBM Watson Health. Shasta Regional Medical Center is the only hospital in the area to be awarded the grade A of all the hospitals rated in the North State. Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading.
Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
All right. Top of the seventh inning, and let's go around the league with your favorite producer, Tyler Chapman. What's happening right now?
Well, right now nothing's happening, but earlier today we had the Cardinals over the Cubs 7-5. We had the Twins over the Tigers 6-3. We had the Yankees over the Rangers 5-3. Orioles over the Mariners 3-2. Phillies over the Mets 7-6. We had the Blue Jays over the Athletics 12-1. The Braves over the Reds 7-6. We have the Brewers over the Guardians 5-4. Rays over the Royals 3-1. We had the Marlins over the Pirates 2-0. We had the White Sox over the Red Sox 4-1. We had the Rockies coming back against the Angels after yesterday 4-3. We had the Diamondbacks defeating the Giants 5-2. We had the Nationals over the Padres 8-3. And Ethan's Dodgers also lost today 6-5 to the Dodgers. Back to the Astros. Back to you.
Well, that's okay. Taking 2 of 3 from the Astros, that's... Man, talk about the Dodgers, who really needed a momentum boost after getting swept by the Giants. And I know all the Giants fans are here like, yeah, we did that. Or at least they did that. You can't claim ownership of that. Meanwhile, one ball and one strike as Nick Kerman comes in to pitch. The right-hander out of Sonoma State. Here's the 1-1 delivery, taken high for ball two. Man, so this has been a heated series between the Colt 45s and the Novato Knicks, and one could almost say that this has been sort of the new rivalry, I guess. Two teams that are very heated, a strong rivalry, two managers who have been ejected in the series. And so here's the 3-1 pitch taken up and inside for ball four as Giacomo Crisetti leads off with a walk. And now here is Brett Dingus.
Shortstop, number 27.
And so for Brett Dingus, who has been the nine-hole nightmare, he owns one of the two home runs that have been hit by the Colt 45s today. Both home runs coming off of Ryan Shimabukuro. Here's the pitch taken on the inside corner for a strike. But then to top it off with that top of the seventh inning, you have the fly ball into the outfield, and then the appeal that ended with Braden Holiday being called out for tagging up too early. Manager getting thrown out, the two errors and the Colt 45s, even with all of that, still managed to leave the Knicks with a goose egg. Here's the 1-1 pitch taken high for ball two to Dingus, and the count is 2-1. Bottom of the seventh, the Reading Colt 45s leading 4-3 in the series finality. Finality, what in the heck was that? The series finale against the Novato Knicks. Here's the 2-1. Swung on, lifted foul up along the first base side and out of play. Maybe the manager for the Novato Knicks can help us get some of the foul balls in the parking lot, because not sure where else you'd go. Maybe the team bus. Two balls, two strikes. No out. Crisetti at first. The 2-2 pitch. There goes Crisetti. Pitch is taken away for ball three. The throw to second. Out at second. Crisetti is thrown out. Nice throw by John Holtz, beating Crisetti via half step, the quick tag applied at second base by Joe Brown. And I got to say, that Joe Brown, man, he is a studly second baseman out there. 2-for-4 on the day. He struck out twice, but shown very high-quality hands. The glove. Meanwhile, Dingus on the fee one pitch walks, and so the second walk issued by Nick Herman, and now here is Dusty Vela. Big lead by Dingus. The pitch is taken outside. The throw to second. Not in time. Dingus steals second base. And so, for Dingus, that is now his fifth stolen base. And for Herman, who takes a bit of time when he goes into his set, and now calls timeout. He goes into his set. Let's see if Dingus tries for third. Herman, the 1-1, delivered on the outside corner for a strike. One ball and two strikes to count. Herman, the 1-2, swung on, ripped along the third baseline and foul. That is out of play.
Visit Tony Hoard's website at tonyhoard.com.
So we'll do it again with one ball and two strikes. One, two, hit, swung on, chopped along the first baseline, and foul. One ball and two strikes. So, if you were to call this a rivalry, and we mean rivalry like Enterprise versus Shasta, although, again, distance-wise, it's a little bit out there. But you know what? This is two competitive ball clubs having a show and putting together high-quality baseball. Why not? Question is, what would you call it, though? The wine bash, the one ball and two strikes? Okay, it's actually two balls and two strikes. So, meanwhile, calling timeout is John Holt. So, says one ball and two strikes on the scoreboard, but here's the 2-2 pitch, swung on and bounced to first. Up with it. The throw is in time to get Vela to third. Goes Dingus with two outs, and that will set up Patrick Fregoso.
Second baseman, number 8, Patrick Fregoso.
So for Patrick Fregoso with two outs. Here's a pitch delivered to the outside corner there for strike one, 0-1. Four runs for the Colt 45s, three runs for the Novato Knicks. 0-1 pitch missing low, so the Colt 45s who grounded into four double plays, but if you're hitting double plays, follow that up by hitting it out of the yard. Two home runs hit tonight. One by Brett Dingus and the other by Mason Johnson. Here's the 1-1, swung on and rolled to second. Up with it is Brown. The throw to first is in time, smooth and easy for Brown, and that ends the inning. So the Colt Morty Vibes draw two walks, but nothing to show for it. Left at third is Brett Dingus. No runs, no hits. A man left. And at the end of seven innings, the Reading Colt 45s lead the Novato Knicks 4-3 here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. And once again, tonight's broadcast is being sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, offering inpatient, outpatient, and wellness services. It is nationally recognized and accredited by the Joint Commission, Shasta Regional Medical Center at 1100 Butte Street in Reading. That local band is back in town. They got a kind of minor league sound. They're not that bad, they're not that good.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top of the eighth inning. Top of the eighth inning we go, and the Reading Colt 45s leading the Novato Knicks 4-3. Ryan Amonchow, man, talk about a roller coaster inning in the top of the seventh when he came in. Watched his third baseman, Mason Johnson, commit two errors, but then got a fly ball, a double play after an appeal at second base over an early tag up by Braden Holiday. And then, for good measure, able to finish the inning with a strikeout, taking high for ball two.
Real, shut it down.
So, here's the pitch. Delivered away for ball three.
Hope you got your ballpark goodies tonight. All the ones you wanted.
Here's the 3-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lined into deep right center, and that'll drop four of his head. In to get it is Crescetti. Holding Anzel Carson to a single. That will bring up John Holtz. So the tying run is at first base. For Amon Trout throwing 90-92. Here's the pitch. Hard fastball on the inside corner. First strike one. Two-seamer that runs inside to Holtz. 0-1. Infield and double play depth. Shaded to second is Fragoso. And now we're going to get time. So interesting when you come to a ball game like this, everything goes from being so much energy and then to sort of the stillness and the nervousness. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on. That ball is lifted behind home plate and foul.
That's the ball brought to you by Ryan Fire.
No balls and two strikes the count. Amon Trout looking in. Heel set. The 0-2 pitch. Slider taken just off the plate for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Ammon Trout trying to do it again. Has one strikeout since entering the game into the seventh. Six innings of work. Two earned runs for Cabral. One, two pitches away. The throw to second. In time. Oh, what a play by Mackenzie Higuchi. That shot on a wild pitch. And he backhanded the ball. Taking off was Carson. And Carson was out. The meeting you. Oh, man. And now we're going to have another argument in a discussion. With Dan Boutwell. Boutwell has pretty much seen enough.
Got him.
Ryan Cuny is asking about it, maybe about there being interference, and Bowell just walking away. I don't know how many coaches the Novato Knicks have left. Clearly, some frustration from the opposition. But, man, that was just a great play. Man, that's one of those plays that you put on a highlight reel and you send it coaches. I mean, that was a wild pitch that was in the dirt. Higuchi, though, like a goalie in hockey, just able to slide and run the 2-2 pitch on the outside corner, rings up Holtz for strike three. Mackenzie Higuchi. Again, the wild pitch, but some... how able to keep it in front without it being a wild pitch. Backhanded it. Came up throwing from his feet. And Ansel Carson, man. Posed like a day at the car wash.
Ticket number 6593.
0-1 now to Joe Brown. Brown, he is 2-for-4. Feast for famine. He is singled twice, but he's also struck out twice. Here's the 0-1. Taken on the outside corner for strike two. No balls and two strikes. Ammon Trout. Here's the low 0-2 pitch. Taken a little high. From ball one. One ball, two strikes. The potential tying run thrown out by Higuchi. Trying to get to second. 1-2 hits. Swung on. And that ball is looped into left field. On the run. Diving, but unable to make the catch. Is Vela in left field. Trying to get in. So the Novato Knicks not done yet. Second base hit of the inning. But there's two out and only one man aboard, Joe Brown. Let's see if he tries to get in motion.
I think we got him.
Here is Lucas Schaefer, who shook out in his last at bat. Struck out in the sixth inning. That strikeout was by Dylan Cabral. Ammon Trout. He'll set. Wind and fire. The pitch is taken down and away for ball one. And so solid line of work today by the Reading Colt 45's pitchers. Cabral went six full innings. Finished the game with 9 strikeouts. 1-0 pitch inside, and that hit Lucas Schaefer. Oh, no, excuse me. That wasn't Lucas Schaefer. That was actually Josh Martin, who is pinch hitting for Lucas Schaefer. My apologies. So Josh Martin hit on his back. And now, with runners at first and second, the go-ahead run at first, the tying run at second, here is Braden Holiday. Holiday, who is one for three, has an RBI double. The pitch to Holiday swung on and missed for strike one. Ammon Trout looking in and heel set. The 0-1 pitch, and that one hits Holiday. And now stepping in front of Holiday and Ammon Trout is Robert McGee, just in case any frustrations boiled over. Two hit batters, and Ammon Trout is going to come out of the game. So after two walks, after two singles and two hit batters, Ammon Trout is going to come out of the game. And so we'll see who comes in to try to preserve the lead. And it looks like the Colt 45s are going to hand the ball to Caleb Schaefer. So Caleb Schaefer is going to be handed off the ball, and he has been a very consistent pitcher. Holds an ERA of just 2.79 in 9 2/3 innings of work, 13 strikeouts, just 7 walks. And again, just a man who at times has been hit, but, you know, for the most part, just very consistent, very steady, and the Colt 45s need somebody that's going to throw strikes. So we'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR.
Picks up his ball. He is undeterred. Says I am the greatest.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Two outs as we are back here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, and it'll be up to Caleb Schaefer to come in and close the inning scoreless. A single to Joe Brown, and then two men hit by pitches. Here's the pitch taken high for ball one to Jake McCoy. Schaefer looking in. Heel set. To McCoy, the 1-0 pitch, swung on, grounded to third, diving play by Johnson, the throw to second in time, Paul Mason Johnson! Jeez, he's making the average plays look hard, and the hard plays look easy. Makes a diving stop to rob Jake McCoy of a base hit, and the throw to second in time, two for Goso, gets the Colt 45s out of the jam. No runs. Two hits. But the bases left loaded for the Novato Knicks. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. And I think we're about to do the lose your shoes race. So we'll stay here. And yep, we're going to do the lose your shoes race. And try to see if we can interview the winner. So,
down on the wall.
Here we go.
Hold it on the wall.
All right, so here we go with Rick Bassetti being the special guest referee. I'm here with the... And so here we go. We got five kids. A Lose Your Shoes race. Here they go. That's the Lose Your Shoes race. And we got a kid in a Dodgers shirt and Dodgers hat. Off to the races. You know who I'm rooting for. He's trying to find his shoe. Oh, he's wearing Crocs. That's almost cheating. There he goes. He slips on one. He slips on two. And we have a winner. There's got to be a stipulation that bans Crocs from this. Anyway, the gentleman in the Dodgers shirt and the Dodgers hat. Of course, that's what they do, man, because the Dodgers are winners. I'm just kidding. Not right now. We're in third place. But that's the end of the Lose Your Shoes race. We'll now hustle back up and get to the ball game. And here is Kyle Norton. So Kyle Norton to lead things off. Norton originally from Sonora, California, takes on the outside corner for a strike. 0-1 the count. Here's the pitch swung on and a grounder to short. Up with it. The throw to first is in time. Tag applied by Joey Toddy as Norton is retired. And there's one away to bring up Hunter Reed. So Toddy able to avoid disaster after the wide throw by Campbell. And now here is Hunter Reed. Here's the pitch taken on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 the count. The Colt 45s hoping to add some insurance after another wild inning in this series. 0-1 pitch is swung on and missed for strike two. The unexpected has become almost expected with two hit batters, two singles allowed by Ryan Amontrout with two outs, but then it was Caleb Schaefer able to get out of the jam. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Missing low for ball two, and Schaefer was able to get out of the jam thanks to Mason Johnson, who has three errors tonight, but he's also, on the other hand, he owns a home run, and to top it all off, robbed Jake McCoy of a base hit. So you want to talk about a guy who has talk about peaks and eyes. Here's the 2-2 pitch swung on and lifted into short right field, diving and unable to make the grab in right. Is McCoy a single for Hunter Reed, who is now 2-for-3 on the day. And so for Reed, living well. And that will bring up
right fielder number 29,
Jeremy Giesig. Jeremy Giesig. And so for Giesig, who is 1-for-3, he is also grounded into two double plays, and now we're going to get ourselves a pinch runner as into the game is going to be Mason Cassingham. So Cassingham, the local boy whose mom is literally sitting right next to me, the now former Central Valley Athletic Director. So for Cassingham, who is running for Hunter Reed, trying to give the Colt 45s the edge on the base pass. Here's the pitch. Fastball. Missed inside. A four seam. Missing inside by Nick Herman. 1-0 the count. One out to Giesig, swung on and fouled into the glove for John Holtz. So one ball and one strike. Cousingham with the short lead. There he goes. 1-1 catch one. That ball is coming into deep left field. Back to goal. Two. Caught near the warning track in dead center by Schaefer, and there's two away. Man, if Jeremy Giesig hits that ball to any other part of the yard, he's looking at four bases and a two-run shot. But instead, he picks the deepest part of the yard to go to as Bob Anderson gives Giesig a little fist bump in the dugout. Two outs for Mason Johnson. Here's the pitch to Johnson, taken down and away for ball one. One ball in, no strikes. Cousingham trying to get a lead. Fakes like he's going to go. Doesn't go. Swinging and missing for strike one is Johnson. So one ball and one strike with two outs. Herman, he'll set. 1-1 pitch. There goes Cousingham. Hit just swung on a miss for strike two. The throw to second, not in time. Cousingham seals second. And so for Mason Cousingham, got a little bit of Jason Kendall in him, a guy that, man, back in his days with the Pittsburgh Pirates could really steal. Solid ball player, kind of gives you some images of that. 1-2. Coach Rick, call him GM Rick Vassetti. You might as well call him Coach Rick Vassetti as well. Yelling from the bleachers, coaching and casting him up. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, and there's a line drive into right field. Running under it, though. Intercepting it and making the catch is Schaefer to end the inning. So the Colt 45s, who put three hard balls into play, but nothing to show for it. A hit by Hunter Reed, the pinch runner by Cousingham, who's left stranded at second. We're through eight innings here in what has been an absolute classic here at historic Tiger Field. At the end of eight innings, they're running Colt 45s 4, the Novato Knicks 3. It'll be up to Caleb Schaefer to try to close it down, going for the save as we head to the top of the ninth.
Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional.
We are
center.
Back as we have an 0-2 count to Joey Totti. Schaefer going for the save as the Colt 45s lead 4-3. Here's the 0-2 pitch delivered away for ball one. One ball and two strikes the count. Schaefer rocking back and forth, winds and fires. The 1-2 pitch swung on, grounded to third. Up with it is Johnson. Can he make the routine play? Yes, he can. And there's one away. Boy, Mason Johnson, it's always a ride at Disneyland whenever the ball comes to him. He either gets something maybe spectacular or something maybe, but you know what? Made the play right there, kept it simple. One out. And now the Colford Evives are two outs away from winning the three-game series against the Nevada Knicks. Taken inside for ball one to Zane Bennett. Here's the 1-0. Swung on and missed for strike one. Change of that drops at the knees and out in front is Bennett. Schaefer, 1-1, swung on, check swing, foul. So a soft little roll.
Foul ball brought to you by John R. Dew's accountant.
1-2. Here's Schaefer. The 1-2 hit, swung on, and misses strike three. Caleb Schaefer. One out away from completing the save and giving the Colford Evives the series over the Nevada Knicks. Here's Schaefer. Pitch is swung on, grounded past the diving Johnson for a base hit. And so Jacob Campbell with his first base hit. After going 0-for-4, reach on an error, struck out three times, but now has himself a single, and the tying run is on the base pass for Riley Cronin.
Number 44, Riley Cronin.
And so for Riley Cronin, who attends Oregon Tech, a long-standing rival of Simpson University here in Reading. The pitch is swung on a miss for strike one. 0-1 the count. Schaefer delivers the 0-1 pitch just off the plate with the four-seam fastball. Schaefer, he'll set. The 1-1 drops away on the slider for ball two. Two balls and one strike the count. Tension in the ballpark. The slight glimmers of bells being run. 2-1 pitch swung on rope down the third baseline in foul. And for Schaefer, one strike away from quitting away the Nevada Knicks, who took this series 2 out of 3 last season. Now the Colford Evives looking to win the series this season. The pitch swung on, popped up, lifted along the first baseline, foul and out of play. Wow. Took out a speaker. Well, at least it hit the speaker. Yeah, good deal. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on and fouled away. And so Schaefer, with his salsa mixture of a four-seam fastball, a slider, and a changeup. Schaefer sets to Cronin. The 2-2 catch swung on, and that ball is lifted softly on the infield. That should do it. Under it is Dinkins. Makes the catch, and the running Colt Martinez take 2 out of 3 from the Novato Knicks, winning the series finale 4-3. What a series this is. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to start ourselves a new tradition. If we can make it work, we're going to try to pull off this tickle, and we will award some players of the game, sponsored by Shasta Regional Medical Center, as we are going to award tonight's game balls to Dylan Cabral, who goes 6 innings of work, allows only 2 earned runs with 9 strikeouts, and then to Mason Johnson, who on offense, who hit a home run and then made a couple of big defensive plays in this game. Despite 3 errors, he came up big in the 8th inning, and that's the ball game. We'll be right back right after this on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. We'll have 45 post game coming up for you right after this here on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR. Ask about the big red machine now. What would Sparky say? I guess he'd probably tell you that they played the Pete Rose way. Walk through hell.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Welcome to Colt 45's postgame, and the game balls are being given out today to Dylan Cabral, who goes 6 innings, 9 strikeouts. I think you ended up getting the no decision at the end of the day, but still 6 innings of work with 9 strikeouts. And then Mason Johnson, who comes out despite committing 3 errors, you hit a home run and then came up with a big play in the top of the 8th inning, robbing a base hit of Jake McGee. And so for you, let's get you started with Dylan, man. You go 6 innings, 9 strikeouts. You ran into some tough situations with runners in scoring position. How were you able to battle yourself out of it?
Just about competing in those situations. You know, that's when it gets fun. Pitching's fun. And when you get in tough situations, that's when situations ramp up. And I love the pressure, so.
This is Tyler, our man in the studio. What do you have for him, Tyler?
So you were throwing pretty well today. What are you working with out there? I can't really see you. I'm downtown in Reading at the studio. What pitches are you throwing out there?
I throw a sinker, a changeup, and a slider.
Yep.
I knew there was a sinker in there.
Oh. Now, Mason, you hit yourself the home run. A bit of an interesting day for you defensively, but how are you able to really buckle down in that 8th inning and steal that base hit away and keep it a 4-3 game in favor of the Colt 45s.
Yeah, you really just have to be confident in that situation where obviously I was struggling on defense a little bit today, but I just told myself I got to go make the next play, and then I just happened to go make the next play. So just stay confident.
You know, 2 home runs, it was you, and it was also Brett Dingus who got you guys started. Despite hitting into 4 double plays, why was the team able to stay so calm and so aggressive today in the lineup?
We just had good at-bats together. We rolled into a couple double plays, but our approaches seemed fair. We stayed middle of the field most of the day, and we just tried to put good swing on the ball. And at the end of the day, we ended up getting enough runs across the board to win the game today. So it worked out well for us.
Tyler, what do you have for Mason?
So it's been a heated weekend. Both managers got thrown out this weekend. What do you think about that? And do you think that Novato, when they come back, it's going to be another good series like we had this weekend?
I definitely think that really doesn't have anything to do with the game with us, to be honest. Like, we just got to keep going, keep playing the game as it's going. But as they're definitely going to come back and want to come get us. So we got to be able to prepare and go get them again. Go get them, hopefully win all 3, sweep them this time.
Dylan, I mean, during this 3-game series, both managers were thrown out. Do you feel that, there was just maybe some added tension and some heatedness just given the success of these these two ball clubs?
Oh, definitely. Anytime you get two good teams going, you know, it's going to be high intensity. And, you know, we had some issues with the managers, but we just played through it. You know, we just focus on what we can take care of. We let our managers handle the umpires or whatnot, but you know, that's what makes us a great team is no matter what's going on, we find a way to get it done.
Last question for the Tyler, ask him one more question. What do you got?
So, you guys are coming into the 4th of July weekend. It's going to get really hot out there. You guys going to stay hydrated and prepared? Is that going to affect your ball game at all?
No, I don't think it will. We just had to be able to stay hydrated, like you said, and we just had to come prepared every day and make sure we're taking care of our bodies and getting the right treatment after the game so we can be able to be prepared for the next game.
Last question for me before we sign off here. It's almost halfway through the season. What's been your highlight of the season with the Colt 45 so far for both of you?
I think the highlight for me would be the Fresno trip. I think that was real fun. Anytime you get to go on the road and bond with the boys, it's a great time. So I think for me, that's it.
Yeah, I would say just being able to come to the field every day and seeing the boys, getting to meet new people, definitely going to make lifelong friends right here. And then just being able to hang out with them, talk to them, and just get to know them, really. That's really what I would say.
All right. Well, that was Mason Johnson and Dylan Cabral, your players of the game. Dylan Cabral goes 6 innings, delivers 9 strikeouts. Mason Johnson with a home run, part of the 2 blasts that were hit out of Tiger Field today. The Reading Colt 45s avenge last season's series loss by taking 2 of 3 from the Novato Knicks. This has been Ethan Hansen with Tyler Chapman saying so long from Tiger Field. You've been listening to this game on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Have a great night, everybody.
We're in the game to stay. Shooting down, Houston's goal. Blast away, Houston's goal. We're with you all the way. You'll hear the broadcast every day. A goal through the park and cheer them on the way. Strike them up, throw them up, double play. All the way, shoot them down, Houston's goal. Around at the park, cheering, that's the way to go. Strike them out, throw them out, double play, all the way, shoot them down.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Another Colt 45's victory and a thriller over the Novato Knicks 4-3. We now return you to regularly scheduled programming.
To be eligible to win, you need to be in the continental U.S., at least 18 years of age, and simply post the hashtag TechItOut on your favorite social media platform and say what you like about the show or podcast. That's it, and good luck. Celebrating 300 episodes of Tech It Out.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
This message comes from our sponsor, Subaru. In June, as part of the Subaru Loves to Care initiative, Subaru and its retailers partner with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and their local hospital or cancer treatment center to give warm blankets and messages of hope to cancer patients. Subaru and its retailers will have supported nearly 300,000 patients by the end of this year. Subaru is proud to be the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's largest automotive donor. Learn more at Subaru.com/care.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so let's talk about, and I probably should have talked about this last week, but I definitely want to get to it this week. June the 15th through the 21st, so it ended just a few days ago, is National Nursing Assistance Week. And so we're talking about CNAs, and that's a certified nursing assistant, and CMAs, certified medication aide. And sometimes it's called, they're called CMT, certified medication tech, or certified med tech. So these are the folks, particularly in long-term care communities, that do all of the heavy lifting, figuratively and quite literally. So I want to recognize them and the tremendous work that they do in serving our seniors in a lot of different settings. So every single day in the United States of America, there are over 4.5 million nursing assistant caregivers providing that hands-on care to patients and residents in a lot of different settings. Okay, so again, CNA, CMA, another title, home health aide, direct care worker, restorative aide, patient care assistant. So there are, you know, a lot of different titles, but that is that person with that function, and they help with all of those activities of daily living, and they help in the dining room, and they help you with just about everything. So, and you could also find these folks, nursing assistants by a lot of the different titles across almost every single care setting. So you could be in home care, again, a home care aide or home health aide. You have hospice workers. They work in long-term care communities, assisted living communities, hospitals, doctor's offices, and even at correctional facilities. So this is direct hands-on care, and there, look, without these good folks doing the hard work that they do, we do not have a healthcare system, period. It collapses. So my hat is off to you, and again, happy National Nursing Assistance Week. We love you. We could not make it without you, and thank you for all of the wonderful work that you do. All right, so I'm going to shift gears here a little bit. I had the best conversation this past week. I mean, it was this just emboldens me. This motivates me. This really provides a lot of affirmation and confirmation with so many things that I think. So let me just tell you and share with you a conversation that I had. So I'm working for one of my clients with Senior Care Consulting. And as you know, you probably already know, you know, our first step is we conduct a proprietary geriatric care assessment to determine exactly what we need. Then once we know what we need, then we research the entire marketplace to determine our top options. So I was going through that research phase and making a lot of phone calls. So I called this one particular place, again, on behalf of one of my clients, and I introduced myself, and I said, "Hi, I'm Steve with Senior Care Consulting. Just need to visit with you about, you know, room availability, pricing, just all of that good stuff." And she and I said, "This is on behalf of one of my clients." So this lady, very nice lady, she practically interrupted me, and she goes, "Wait a minute. So do you have a placement service? Do you help find a place for their mom or their dad, you know, their loved ones?"
And I said, well, yeah, I mean, we have a placement service, and I'm working with a very nice lady on behalf of her husband. And she is his caregiver, and she will no longer be able to take care of him, not for very much longer. So we're proactively looking so that we can make some plans, get her name on a wait list, and then she will move him when she can no longer handle all the caregiving responsibility. She's cared for him for a very long time, and she's kind of getting to the end of her ability to do that. So, yes, that's our situation. She goes, well, look, before you go any further, you should know that we are not willing to pay any of the free referral companies out there. We're not going to pay your high commissions anymore. We don't do that. And I smiled. And I said, well, then, you are in luck because I will not be hitting you up for a kickback. And you will not have to hide your checkbook when we come by to visit you, because that's not how we operate. And then I said, by the way, will you do a commercial for my company, Senior Care Consulting? Because I love what you just told me. We are not willing to pay the fees, the kickbacks. We don't do that. And I was at least halfway serious about that. But anyway, we had a good laugh. And she said, okay, so you're not a free referral service. And I said, no, ma'am. And I went on to explain exactly how Senior Care Consulting works, and that we work directly for our clients. Our clients pay us a reasonable flat fee for service, and we help them objectively through the search and selection process. And oh, and you tour, you recommend. I said, no, never have, never will, not a single penny in almost 21 years, not one penny has been paid to Senior Care Consulting. We get along great with everyone. We get along just wonderfully. We just don't ask for a kickback. We're not begging for money. I don't get that other model, by the way. I think it's ridiculous. But anyway, she said, let me just say that it is so refreshing to hear of a company that works like yours, that conducts business ethically. You do business the right way, and good for you. That's wonderful. Yeah, yes, Steve, we would love to have you out for a tour. We would love to meet your clients to see if we might be able to meet her husband's needs. It sounds like we would be able to help him. We might be a great fit. I said, I am sure you are a great fit. So, yeah, we're looking forward to going out and seeing you. And so, look, this, again, emboldened, affirming, confirming, all of those sort of things. I am more convinced than ever before that there is a huge demand for my business model, Senior Care Consulting, where we truly offer a placement service with integrity. We do business the right way. We do conduct our business ethically. We don't get paid by the places that we recommend. Again, gross conflict of interest. And the good news, we're expanding nationally. Beginning of a new business, a new service, a new product, a new thing. And then they might start out on a part-time basis, doing this in their part-time, because it's brand new. It's not producing any income. You're just starting off. You need an income to feed your family, to make your house payment, et cetera, et cetera. So you might have your job, and then on the side, you're working extra. You're staying up till 12, 1 o'clock at night, working on your vision. And then pretty soon, this starts to morph into a dream of, what if I can build this business and own my own company and be my own boss and not have to worry about all of this corporate? And I'm going to get bleep. Sean's about, he's got his finger on the bleep button here. Stuff. What if you can, again, you can start your own business, but you can also buy a franchise. And I've talked about the Senior Care Consulting franchise opportunity. I had a guy ask me, He said, Steve, and he has a pretty good job. He said, I mean, what am I getting when buying a franchise? And he just didn't know. It was an honest question. I said, well, he said, I mean, how's it different from my job? And I said, well, at the most fundamental, you own your own business. You're running your own business. You're not working for a boss. You're not stuck in corporate America where they could kick you to the curb and HR will escort you out tomorrow. He goes, yeah, that's a good point. You're buying established systems that took years to develop, and now they work beautifully. You get that on day one. It accelerates your progress. You're buying knowing what works and what doesn't work. You're not stubbing your toe. It took years and years for the franchise owner to learn this, to stub their toe and to know what works and doesn't work, and then share all of that with you to save you all of that time and hassle and toe stubbing. You get that on day one. You get to duplicate a business of your own that is set up and ready to go right out of the box from day one, that took years and years of someone else learning, improving, making. And in the case of Senior Care Consulting, you get to have pride in the service that you offer by offering a placement service with integrity and making a huge difference in the lives of others. If that resonates with you, call me, 833-SCC-FRAN, or just go online at seniorcareconsulting.com, and we'll have a good conversation about that. All right, I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostro. The Federal Reserve likely to continue raising interest rates.
Even though Fed officials held off on raising interest rates earlier this month, Chairman Jerome Powell said inflation pressures continue to run high and the process of fighting inflation has a long way to go. He told Congress last week that a majority of Fed policymakers see two more quarter-point rate increases as likely by the end of the year. Powell said further increases are a pretty good guess of where the central bank is heading if the economy continues in its current direction. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Normal operations at airports in the Washington, D.C. area resumed about an hour after they were suspended Sunday evening because of a problem at the Potomac Terminal Radar Approach Control Facility. While the repairs were underway, departures from Reagan and Dulles International Airports were subjected to a ground stop. Also at SRNNews.com, Ukrainian President Zelensky's acknowledged battlefield progress has been slower than desired weeks into his country's military counteroffensive to recapture areas occupied by Russia. Military affairs analyst retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis tells the Salem Radio Network, while Ukraine is making incremental gains, it remains to be seen just how successful the counteroffensive will be.
A lot depends upon what their long-term objective is. They haven't thrown in, you know, the 12 brigades that they've outfitted with Western gear. There are probably only three or so brigades that are so far engaged.
Zelensky says the military push was not going easily because over 77,000 square miles of Ukrainian territory had been mined by Russian forces. Polling centers closed in Guatemala. Poll workers now beginning to tally ballots, but because the 22 presidential candidates won't get the 50% threshold for winning outright, a second round of voting in August between the top two finishers almost certain. Townhall.com.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
As Congress continues putting together its latest defense authorization bill, retired Rear Admiral Mark Montgomery has one thing at the top of his wish list.
Buy maximum munitions and invest in a higher maximum. Munitions are the key here. We've taken a holiday for the last 15 years on munitions. Every year we say, this is what we need. It's 100% of what a factory can produce. By the time that budget number comes from the COCOM to the service, to DOD, to OMB, to Congress, it's been cut to 20%.
On the Salem Radio Network, Montgomery says the decrease trickles down and affects subcontractors negatively as they're forced to adjust to lesser demand for product. A union official says freight railcar inspections happening less often and are not as thorough as before due to regulatory loopholes, time constraints, and staff cuts. Breaking news at townhall.com. A massive energy project's underway in Wyoming.
It's a transmission line project to export wind power from Wyoming to Southern California. The $3 billion Transwest Express Project and the $5 billion Chokeberry and Sierra Madre Wind Farm have been in the works for over 15 years. Once built, the wind farm will feed electricity into the transmission system. However, new wind farms are meeting more resistance from locals, worried about harm to their views and wildlife. John Scott reporting.
Startup truck SUV and delivery van maker Rivian will include ports with Tesla's connector on its future vehicles starting in 2025. It will also offer an adapter for owners of current Rivian EVs. The move is another domino to fall in the auto industry consider switching to Tesla's connector, which it calls the North American Charging Standard. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and we've got lots to talk about this weekend. We're loaded to bear with stories, and we're going to share them with you during this hour, and we also want you to participate. You can call us at 877-726-8255, and you can pose a question or you can share a comment. We've got lots to talk about today. So the lead story today, and we've got a bunch of stories to share with you, plus we've got some of your recorded phone calls. 877-726-8255 is an opportunity to call and record a question. We'll take some of those later. The beginning of the end for forever chemicals. What are forever chemicals? Well, due to their chemical structure, these forever chemicals, otherwise known as PFAS, that's the PFAS stands for perfluoroalkyl substances. They're called forever chemicals for good reason. And it's due to the immense strength of the carbon-fluorine bond that is found in all PFAS compounds. It's actually one of the strongest known in chemistry, and that makes them incredibly persistent in the environment as well as in the human body. And they've been unleashed everywhere in our industrial and consumer applications. You'll find them in nonstick cookware, famously Teflon, in fast food wrappers, in water-resistant clothing, in furniture protection products, in firefighting foams, in lubricants, and in literally hundreds of other products. And these chemicals are ubiquitous. Research has linked them to a wide array of health effects, including specifically testicular cancer, kidney cancer, but not just cancers, thyroid disease, cholesterol problems, birth defects, and many more. And there's news here from yesterday's edition of the Wall Street Journal. 3M settles forever chemicals litigation for up to $12.5 billion. And so this may be the beginning of the end for forever chemicals, because this is actually one of the largest settlements involving litigation over products deemed to be health risks. And that includes lawsuits involving tobacco, opioids, and asbestos. And now PFAS is in the crosshairs. The lawsuits say the company's PFAS, which is used in firefighting foam, contaminated drinking water. It's a national class action settlement in a landmark environmental fight involving PFAS chemicals and firefighting foam. It was reached this last Thursday. 3M is going to pay between $10.5 billion and $12.5 billion, and the settlement will cover public water systems across the U.S. So they've been manufacturing and using the chemicals since the 1940s. So this is... really, really, I think, a turning point in our battle against industrial contamination. Now, the FDA has told us that from its testing, they're supposed to be the safeguards of our health. They have said no big problem here because they sampled foods, and they found that in 718 food samples it tested, 701 had no detectable PFAS. But they did find some PFAS in 17 samples, and all but three of the contaminated 17 samples were seafood. So you could say, well, you know, it's in seafood to a minimal degree, no biggie. So I am president of an organization called the Alliance for Natural Health, and our goal is to safeguard the public from big chemical industry, from big pharma, and from big government encroachment on our access to supplements. We have an SOS campaign, Save Our Supplements. But the Alliance for Natural Health is not just about saving our supplements. It's also about the environment. And so we wanted to find out if food really was as safe from PFAS as the FDA claims. And so we conducted a pilot study. And we used kale as our model because it's the archetypal healthy vegetable, right? You know, kale is healthy. You know, you make kale smoothies and you eat kale salad. And, you know, you think this is going to be something really beneficial for your health. So we sent team members from four different states to their local supermarkets and each bought a sample of either conventionally grown kale. Okay, you might say, well, conventionally grown kale, that's not as good as organic kale. Well, we also got samples of organic kale, and these were sent in special PFAS-free packaging to a leading lab that used the FDA's own validated methods for PFAS analysis. And here's what we find, kind of chillingly. All but one of the eight samples was found to be PFAS contaminated. We tested double the number of samples of kale tested by the FDA in 3 years. And that's, you know, we're a small organization, and they're the U.S. government. And four out of four of the organic samples were found to be contaminated. So our pilot study shows why we should be very concerned about what the FDA is telling the American public, that the only real problems with PFAS in food are in drinking water, as was demonstrated in this lawsuit. It's about forever chemicals in water, and seafood, which lives in our waterways. So how can their reassurances that we're safe from the ravages of PFAS be true when we found nearly 90% of kale samples we purchased would be contaminated? This really raises a serious question. Are U.S. regulatory agencies working to downplay a massive public health issue? Well, we're conducting a campaign. We want the public to wake up and sound the alarm to U.S. regulatory agencies, notably the FDA and the EPA, over the seriousness of this issue, because we need to understand just how much of our food is contaminated, and we need to come to terms with the fact that the problem might extend way beyond drinking water, as in the Wall Street Journal article, and seafood. Because remember that food is just one route by which we can be exposed to PFAS, and that PFAS accumulates in the human body. It's like we're sitting on a ticking time bomb that endangers our health and the health of our children, future generations. So we're raising money now to do more testing. This is a pilot study, and we want to do a more authoritative, complete study with the goal to force a federal ban on all 12,000 PFAS chemicals. And by the way, Europe is far ahead of us in cracking down on PFAS. We're behind the curve in our environmental controls in the U.S. So we're urging Intelligent Medicine listeners, I as president of the Alliance for Natural Health, please go to banpfas.org or anh-usa.org. More complete stories are available there. And if you see fit, if it's important to you, and I think it should be, please make donations via banpfas.org or anh-usa.org, because we are calling for a complete ban on these chemicals as soon as practically possible. We can't do anything about the PFAS that's already been unleashed in our environment. It is a forever chemical, and it will remain for decades and centuries. But at least we can prevent adding to the toxic burden of PFAS that will threaten us and our progeny going forward. 877-726-8255, our number. Lots more to talk about on today's Intelligent Medicine. You can start calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, including a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. The FDA recently issued a qualified health claim saying that high flavanol cocoa powder may help prevent cardiovascular disease. It may even be a helpful tool in managing cognitive decline. Flava Naturals dark chocolate bars and cocoa powder deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate, with great flavor and minimal sugar. Their secret is sourcing premium, high-flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to flavanaturals.com. There you'll find the extensive research behind cocoa flavanol's benefits and great recipes, too. That's flavanaturals.com. As you know, I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system. I've found that it helps people relax and can support restful sleep, a real breakthrough in herbal products. The CBD brand that I take personally and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specifically curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products elicit strong feelings of calm, comfort, and relief when intense support is needed. Enjoy a deeper CBD experience with Plus CBD's Reserve Collection of oils, soft gels, and now gummies. All of their products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection gummies.
Hey, Redden, what's better than an ooey-gooey cheesy sandwich? How about 5 different ooey-gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited-time ooey-gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my 3 amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment, the number one rated tractor brand for durability and owner experience in the U.S. The versatile lineup features performance matched attachments to help you make the most of your land. Right now at participating dealers, get a Kubota compact tractor for zero down, 0% APR for 84 months. Now through June 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com/offers for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
at Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255, our number. And we welcome your calls, your questions, your comments. We've got this hour and next to hear from you. So one of the things that I endeavor to do is engage in something called TRF, time-restricted feeding, which usually involves getting up and exercising. And the other day, for example, I got up fairly early. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. I, you know, read my newspaper, made myself a cup of tea, got ready to go on a bike ride, took the bike ride. And it was only around, I guess it was around 11 that I got back. And at that time, I prepared myself a whey protein drink with creatine and other beneficial ingredients, including NT factor, urolithin, and a bunch of stuff. I put some flaxseed oil in there, mix it all together, sometimes with a half an avocado or maybe some Flava Naturals, which is a cocoa product. And then I'll have breakfast. And usually I don't have to have a humongous breakfast because the whey protein curbs my appetite. And indeed, there's a very interesting study here. We'll also talk a little bit about a study on time-restricted feeding. This study, whey protein pre-meal lowers postprandial glucose concentrations in adults. And what they found is something quite interesting, is that indeed whey protein helps to regulate blood sugar. For those of you who suffer from hypoglycemia, ups and downs of blood sugar, whey protein is great. Also for metabolic syndrome, even for type 2 diabetes, and possibly also for type 1 diabetes, because type 1 diabetes also, a little bit to a lesser extent, is about diet, because it's also a lot about taking the right dosage and timing of insulin. But diet really matters even in insulin-dependent diabetes. So what they're saying here is that it helps regulate blood sugar. Okay, we get that. But also something very interesting happens when you take a whey protein pre-meal. And that is, it has something to do with GLP-1. And GLP-1 is the target of some of these weight loss medications. Glucagon-like peptide 1 is what's in Ozempic and Wegovy. And it's one of the ingredients in Mounjaro, all these highly touted weight loss medications. Well, it says whey protein pre-meals may elevate plasma concentrations of GLP-1, which has an appetite-blunting effect, helping you to lose weight. And certainly what it does is it prevents you from putting on feed bag, having all that protein before a meal. You can do other things. You can also take a handful of almonds before a meal. That, too, has been shown to blunt appetite and stabilize blood sugar. Okay, here's another one. Early time-restricted eating can cut blood sugar fluctuations in prediabetes. How many Americans suffer from prediabetes? Probably significant double digits, maybe as high as 30-40% of Americans. Perhaps even, you know, virtually half of Americans have a tinge of prediabetes. They're on the borderline. The hemoglobin A1C is 5.7, 5.8. That's not diabetes. 6.2 or 6.4 considered the cutoff for true diabetes, but these are folks on the borderline. So studies show that just 1 week of early time-restricted feeding cut fluctuations in blood sugar levels and reduced the amount of time that the blood sugar was elevated in people with prediabetes and a high BMI. These people were overweight, typical metabolic syndrome folks. Okay, so what's early time-restricted feeding? It's kind of different than what I do. It's the opposite because I wait a long time before I eat, and sometimes, frankly, I'll have a snack after dinner before bed. I'm one of those people that likes to go to bed with a little something in my stomach, but you extend the amount of time that I haven't eaten. That's called time-restricted feeding. We increase the window between nighttime food intake and a.m. food intake to 10, 12, 14, or even 16 hours. That's TRF. Well, they do it differently here with early time-restricted feeding. The eating window is from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., so you can start eating at 8 a.m., which is practical for people who go to work because, hey, you don't want to go to work on an empty stomach, and you may not have an eating opportunity at your job. A lot of people working from home these days, they're flexible, but if you have to commute and go to work, this may be a better way to go. But, yeah, stop eating at 4 p.m. That's challenging. With 80% of your calories consumed prior to 1 p.m., so you front-load your calories. And the researchers say we found that just 1 week of early time-restricted feeding reduces fluctuations in blood sugar levels and reduces the time that the blood sugar is elevated. Just 1 week. Imagine what would happen after a month or 6 months or a year or 2 or 3 years of adhering to that. The blood sugar went down, the time that the blood sugar stayed in the normal range increased, and in addition, there was a small but noticeable reduction in inflammation. Yeah, you're with just this diet change. So it's very, very interesting. They say this is a very small study, but nonetheless, larger confirmatory studies may help us to understand the role that TRF has. And TRF has been maligned recently because there was a big study that says that, time-restricted feeding doesn't make you lose weight. But even if it doesn't make you lose weight, and I believe it can make people lose weight because restricting the amount of time that you have to eat definitely works. But even if it doesn't make you lose weight, it definitely can help you normalize your blood sugar and push back from all the adverse metabolic consequences of insulin resistance and metabolic syndrome. Great study. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for our network.
If you're suffering from a serious health challenge or just want to protect your good health, I want to tell you about Metitrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract from American Biosciences. Imagine every cell in your body working at peak performance, achieving enhanced energy, quality of life, and optimal immune system performance. More than 50 research articles in peer-reviewed medical journals describe fermented wheat germ extract's remarkable health benefits in a wide range of serious health challenges. Metitrol is the most potent fermented wheat germ extract ever produced, and it's the only one that's gluten-free. Just 2 Metitrol capsules daily supports your immune system, cellular health, and energy production. Rescue your mitochondrial function and optimize your energy with Metitrol Fermented Wheat Germ Extract. For more information and to order, go to theharmonycompany.com. That's theharmonycompany.com or call 800-422-5518. 800-422-5518. Use coupon code HOFFMAN20 at checkout and get a 20% first-time discount and free shipping. That's theharmonycompany.com.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health?
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites. Certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in life-threatening injuries, such as broken bones or head trauma. Many falls are preventable. PSA2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age residing in Lassen, Modoc, Shasta, Siskiyou, or Trinity counties and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program enables older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to learn more about the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer from legendary Direct Connection Performance Parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Lots to talk about this weekend, including what you have on your mind. 877-726-8255, our number. And you can call in with questions or comments. They're welcome. But 877-726-8255 is the number to call anytime during the week. If a question should occur, you may, you're busy during the program, you know, you're multitasking, you're driving, you're cleaning the house, and you can't call in, but you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
One book says cheeses are good for hypothyroidism. Another book that was published 3 years ago says, no cheeses. Who is right and who is wrong? That's the question.
Okay, that, you know, that's kind of a weird question. Is does dairy have an impact on the thyroid? And so at first when I, you know, because I have a chance to preview these questions, I saw that question. I said, well, you know, that's, I'm just going to say Nah, there's no evidence that cheese has any impact whatsoever on hypothyroidism. But then I did a little more research because I don't have to answer these recorded questions off the cuff. And a couple of things came up. Is, first of all, if you take dairy with your thyroid medication, you can actually interfere with the absorption of your thyroid medication. That's been demonstrated in a study from endocrine.org. The headline here is cow's milk interferes with the absorption of thyroid supplement levothyroxine. That's otherwise known as Synthroid, L-thyroxine. It's the generic form. And what they say here is that these findings support previous research showing that calcium supplements can interfere with levothyroxine absorption. So the idea, though, is that you want to time your intake of thyroid medication, if you're taking thyroid medication, away from food consumption or supplement consumption, particularly things that contain calcium, because they can interfere with your thyroid medication. Okay, that's if you're taking thyroid medication. But is cow's milk beneficial or harmful for the thyroid? And I found an interesting angle here, because earlier we talked about forever chemicals, PFAS. There are many chemicals that are being unleashed into our environment, tens of thousands of them, including what are called dioxins. And dioxins have been linked to thyroid dysfunction. They said there was a higher prevalence of hypothyroidism in adults when looking at exposure to dioxins. High levels of dioxins correlated with higher blood levels of TSH, TSH being something where the higher it is, the lower your thyroid is. It's what's called a reflex test. Although more research on how dioxins affect thyroid function is needed, efforts to reduce exposure to dioxins and other toxic chemicals could help to reduce the risk of thyroid dysfunction and improve public health outcomes. Okay. Dioxins are created by improper incineration of plastics and other industrial products, municipal incineration, forest fires, and even burning of backyard trash. Chemicals fall to earth and become part of the food chain when ingested by wildlife and farm animals. Like dairy cows? It says here that dioxins usually find a home in the fat cells of animals and are then secreted in dairy products such as milk and cheese. Okie dokie. Wow, wow, wow. They say that more than 90% of human exposure to dioxins is through food, in particular dairy products and also marbled milk. And if you go to the EPA website, the Environmental Protection website, there's an article entitled Evaluation of Dioxin in U.S. Cow's Milk. Milk fat is likely to be among the highest dietary sources of exposure to persistent bioaccumulative and toxic PBT contaminants. PBT is an acronym for dioxin. Nationwide samples were collected from dairy plants in 45 locations, estimated to represent 20% of the U.S. milk supply in July of 2000. The levels of all chemicals were determined to be below their detection limits in all samples, but they did find that there were higher levels of dioxin in dairy products. So is it possible that through high consumption of milk and cheese that you could be exposed to dioxins? That is a potential negative effect of dairy products. And then also there's a possibility that, you know, on the theory that autoimmune disorders like hypothyroidism, autoimmune hypothyroidism, could be related to food intolerances, particularly to foods like wheat and dairy, hence the recommendation that people with Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is an autoimmune condition, go on the autoimmune paleo diet, which is sort of the prehistoric diet before the advent of cultivation of grains and before the domestication of animals for dairy products. And there is a possibility that for some who suffer from autoimmune hypothyroidism, that a paleo diet without dairy could be beneficial. Should you use dairy to encourage thyroid production? I'm pretty sure that there's not a lot of evidence for that, but if anybody has evidence to that effect, I'd be happy to review it and share it. 877-726-8255. You know, there's no such thing as a stupid question. Sometimes questions like those trigger fascinating answers. All right. If fatigue sometimes holds you back, and for whom is that not an issue? Studies show that your cellular health may start to decline as early as 25 years of age. And that's because of something called mitochondrial decline. That's the energy factory within your cell that is responsible for all the functions of your body, including your subjective experience of fatigue. Well, studies have shown that empty factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it also reduces some of the impact of aging. NT Factor is available in a variety of formulations tailored to your specific needs. There's full-spectrum vitamin mineral formulas like ProPax with NT Factor. There are immune support formulas. There's targeted nutrition then. There's pure NT Factor that you can add to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking. I use the NT Factor powder. There's also NT Factor lozenges that are handy. You can take them when you travel. I've been using NT Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. You can find the NT Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or check out their full range of products and order by going to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Okay, let's talk about yet another benefit of omega-3 fatty acids. You know, one of the most challenging conditions that we face, for which there is no medical treatment, they're beginning to make a dent on this often invariably fatal condition, ALS, formerly known as Lou Gehrig's disease. It progressively robs people of their strength, ultimately affects the respiratory muscles. It is very devastating and progressive, and they are actually experimenting with certain drugs that may somewhat curtail the rapid progression of ALS. These are expensive drugs, drugs often with side effects, but we're beginning to better understand ALS and various forms of ALS. Some of these drugs work only in certain forms of ALS, not in others. There's a simple nutritional intervention that has been tied to slower ALS progression, and that is omega-3 fatty acids. In a new study, this is an 18-month study period, ALS patients with the highest levels of something called ALA, that's alpha-linolenic acid. It's the vegetarian precursor to EPA and DHA. It's found in nuts and seeds, particularly in flax oil. If you take flax oil supplements, you're going to get a lot of alpha-linolenic acid, or ALA. Over an 18-month study period, check this out, ALS patients with the highest levels of ALA had a 50% lower risk of death, cut death in half, compared with those with the lowest ALA levels. Now, keep in mind that this is not an intervention study. This is not a study where they took ALS patients and they gave them alpha-linolenic acid, or they gave them EPA plus DHA and fish oil capsules. But it really deserves attention. The findings extend early work that suggested increased dietary intake of omega-3s, particularly ALA, may decrease ALS risk. So the researchers are quoted as saying, these findings, along with the previous research, suggest that this fatty acid may have neuroprotective effects that could benefit people with ALS. Now, the question is it all about ALA? Does it have to be alpha-linolenic acid? Well, they also found that levels of EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, and linoleic acid, which is an omega-6, also were associated with lower mortality risk during the follow-up. So, hey, you know, something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear, and they need to do more research. They need what are termed double-blind placebo-controlled trials, giving people alpha-linolenic acid or EPA or a cocktail of essential fatty acids to see if indeed this could be a successful intervention against ALS. Remember, it's not a cure, but to slow progression and reduce the chance of dying over an 18-month period, that's not something to sneeze at. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
New look, same trusted formulas. As part of Wakanaga of America's 50th anniversary, their flagship product, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, has a new look. The new packaging clearly communicates each formula's unique characteristics and benefits at a glance. The added QR code allows consumers to scan for more info. Aged garlic extract has been shown to support optimal cardiovascular health, including blood pressure and cholesterol, immune function, and more. It is organically grown. And AGE is the most researched garlic supplement on the market, with over 900 scientific papers from prestigious universities and research institutes around the world. There is also a new, vegan-friendly version of Kyolic's original cardiovascular formula. Visit Kyolic.com for more information about Kyolic's quality supplements to support your healthy lifestyle. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract supplements are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Get up and get out. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Research shows that you can increase your creativity by getting out in nature. That's pretty cool to know. And when you think about it, it really makes intuitive sense. After all, when you're stuck in the same space for too long, then your brain is only bombarded by the same stimuli, leading to memory cues that trigger similar thoughts. But when you get up and out of wherever you are, your brain is hit with a whole new set of stimuli that can challenge and excite you in new ways. Take a walk, sit under a tree, or just spend some time watching the ever-changing and amazing natural world. The more your brain takes in, the more it has an opportunity to utilize the universe of creativity that's inside of you. For more on creativity, visit drchristianconti.com. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Couponing. Wow, you didn't strike me as the coupon type.
Just trying to stay ahead of inflation. Gas, groceries, everything. It's all more expensive. I need to save wherever I can.
Have you tried Upside yet?
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that I use that pays cash back for every gallon of gas I buy. You've got to buy gas to get around anyway. Might as well get paid for it.
Come on, does that really add up to anything?
I've already made around $200. The extra cash helped pay down my bills, and I even had a little extra left to treat myself.
And the Upside app is free?
Totally free, and the cash back is
is real. You can transfer the cash right to your bank account.
I'm downloading Upside right now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code ENJOY to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code ENJOY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code ENJOY for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, our number 877-726-8255. And I just want to mention that when we talk about supplements, well, you can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full script dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, and some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. And you can be sure of quality, and you can be sure that they've not been tampered with or that they're counterfeit. Buying through FullScript offers reliable, fast, free shipping, and it's where I get my supplements and where I recommend that my patients get their supplements, drhoffmanstore.com. 877-726-8255 is available to you 24/7, 365, and some people have availed themselves of the opportunity by recording questions like this one. What's
yours? Do you provide a list of cancer-fighting food, healthy, and what fights the cancer cells?
Okay, that is a really interesting question. And do I provide a list? Well, you know, I've written many articles about natural things that fight cancer. And if you go to drhoffman.com and you plug in cancer-fighting foods into the index, you can probably find several articles. But let me just state that, you know, let's look at the opposite proposition. What are foods that increase the risk of cancer? Well, number one, it's been demonstrated that foods that are full of chemicals and environmental toxins can contribute to cancer. So therefore, it's best to strive to eat organic, have natural foods whenever possible. Look at the ingredients list, because even some of the permitted ingredients, some we just found out, for example, that Splenda may deliver some metabolites which have the potential at high doses to increase the risk of cancer. So just don't eat chemicalized food. Don't eat processed food. Ultra-processed food definitely is associated with the risk of cancer because, number one, it's loaded with sugar. And sugar is probably a worse culprit for cancer than, say, the much maligned saturated fat. Saturated fat debatably may have a role for some people in heart disease, but when it comes to cancer, very little suggests that saturated fat per se is the problem. Of course, saturated fat can sometimes sequester toxic chemicals. So if you're having lots and lots of poor quality meat, there may be toxic chemicals in the meat that are associated with the saturated fat. But when it comes to studies that look at, for example, the risk of breast cancer, it's not so much that protein foods and animal fats are associated with that, but carbohydrates. In a big Italian study, they found that increased intake of starches, specifically pasta, were associated with higher risk of breast cancer. And it makes sense because whatever foods make you fat increase the risk of cancer because overweight promotes inflammation, and the inflammation ultimately can cause cells to go haywire and cancer can develop. So, you know, those are some specific guidelines, you know, or general guidelines, rather. Don't eat processed food. Don't eat too much high-calorie food. Maintain your weight, things like that. Now, it's been demonstrated that fiber, specifically soluble fiber that helps the microbiome, may be helpful against certain gastrointestinal cancers. That's pretty clear. So eat your fruits and vegetables, eat, you know, flax lignans. Flax lignans specifically may have anti-hormonal cancer effects. I always try to sprinkle some flax in my salad or put it in a shake, put it over dessert. That's one of the primary cancer-fighting foods. Garlic and cruciferous vegetables, the whole category, onions, shallots, leeks, these have anti-cancer effects. You can take supplements like chiolic aged garlic extract, but, you know, also include lots of allium vegetables in your diet. Make sure you have a lot of cruciferous vegetables, because cruciferous vegetables have specific compounds like diendylmethane and sulforaphane, which have anti-cancer properties. Then you want to also include lots of foods that are rich in the polyphenols. They're beneficial for all parts of the body. They're beneficial for the brain, but also may have anti-cancer effects. So, you know, eat the rainbow. Eat multicolored, high-fiber food, fresh, organic fruits and vegetables. Not fruits, not to an excess, because if you go overboard on fruits, you're going to increase your blood sugar, which itself is a risk for cancer. When it comes to dairy products, there's some controversy about dairy products. Some folks say that dairy products may increase the risk of hormonal cancers, but that may be because conventional dairy may sequester high amounts of industrial chemicals or even deliberate additives, hormones that are designed to increase milk production. And those may act also not just on animals, but on the breast tissue, the uterine tissue, the prostate tissue, and so on. There's also evidence that tomatoes may have specific benefits. Lycopene, for example, has been shown to be helpful against colon cancer and has been shown to be helpful against prostate cancer and possibly other malignancies. Foods that deliver vitamin D may be helpful, although maybe it's not such a great idea to have lots and lots of fortified dairy because of the downsides of dairy, but vitamin D supplementation can have a positive effect against cancer. There's also some good information about the omega-3 fatty acids, which you get from nuts and also from oily sea fish, that may have anti-cancer potential. And, you know, then there are the beneficial compounds that you find in beans, nuts, and seeds that may have anti-cancer effects, the plant phytosterols and the polyphenols that are present there, and the fiber, of course, that's an excellent prebiotic. So, you know, potentially, you know, such a universe of things out there that are beneficial. Perhaps I've missed some things that astute listeners can point out, but I think that pretty much covers the territory when it comes to cancer prevention. There's some evidence that soy, natural soy, not processed soy, may have cancer protective effects. It's not clear whether once you have cancer, taking lots and lots of soy can combat the cancer. But Asian populations that consume lots and lots of soy, far lower incidence of prostate cancer and breast cancer. So there may be something to that as well. All right, thanks for joining us this hour. We have lots more time next hour for your questions. 877-726-8255, and we'll cover a lot of more topics. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. You're listening to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Want to win a free laptop? To celebrate the 300th episode of the Tech It Out radio show and podcast, where I break down geek speak into street speak each week, we're giving away an Asus ZenBook 14 laptop. To be eligible to win, you need to be in the continental U.S., at least 18 years of age, and simply post the hashtag Tech It Out on your favorite social media platform. A name will be randomly chosen in a week. Good luck, and thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out on your favorite podcast platform.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Is the Trump indictment a game of 3D chess by Democrats and the leftist media? With all the attention on this trial, will any be left for real problems moving to 2024? How about the kitchen table issues that affect you and your family? Make sure you're paying attention.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apples.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour. Townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Election results in Greece are in.
Results from a majority of voting centers show Greece's conservative New Democracy Party winning a landslide victory in the second election in 5 weeks. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis' party is taking home just above 40% of votes, and that's enough parliament seats to form a stable government thanks to a change in the law allowing for bonus seats. Many thought Mitsotakis' popularity may decline after a recent migrant ship tragedy left hundreds dead, but the election results hit that didn't happen. The results also indicate his main rival, left-wing Syriza Party, will suffer crushing defeat. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
In Guatemala, poll workers are tallying ballots to determine hundreds of congressional and local races, but many Guatemalans expressed disappointment with their presidential choices after three opposition candidates were excluded by authorities. And with none of the 22 presidential candidates polling near the required 50% threshold for winning outright, a second round of voting August 20th between the top two finishers is almost certain. Former President Trump's legal challenges make for international news, but China critic and author Gordon Chang says it's not surprising it doesn't get much coverage in China.
Part of it is there's an embarrassment and squeamishness in China because what's going on and the drama that's being played out is a legal one. I mean, and you have independent prosecutors, you've got law. And regardless of what you think about the process, I mean, it is an established procedure. In China, this doesn't happen.
Speaking on the Salem News Channel, Chang says in China, enemies of President Xi would be taken care of via the political process. Another violent weekend, two people killed, a dozen more wounded in Saginaw, Michigan, at least three people dead, five more wounded in Kansas City. More at townhall.com.
It's Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
The French government says Zambia has reached a deal with China and several other government creditors to restructure $6.3 billion in loans. Jeremy House has more.
The African nation defaulted in 2020 when it failed to make a $42.5 million bond payment. Its debt has made it hard for Zambia to develop economically and take on new projects. Experts have said such prolonged debt crises can send nations sliding deeper into poverty and joblessness by making it harder to get credit to build for the future.
The deal was announced on the sidelines of a summit in Paris aimed at reforming a global financial system to better help developing nations like Zambia. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi of Egypt met with Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi Sunday morning in Cairo at the presidential palace. The leaders signing a declaration elevating Egyptian-Indo ties to a strategic partnership. More at townhall.com. Abortion providers are falling on hard times.
The windfall of donations that abortion access groups received following the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade last year has not lasted. Abortion organizations say one-time emergency grants have ended, and individual and foundation giving has dropped off dramatically this year. The Groundswell Fund says major abortion access funders now shifting from organizations working in states now banning abortion to those where it remains legal. Jason Walker reporting.
Texas Christian University in Fort Worth offering a course on how to be a drag queen. After completing the queer art of drag, students will have the opportunity to dress in drag and perform at a campus show. TCU was founded in 1873 by a pair of pastors affiliated with the Disciples of Christ. More at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob at Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we'll begin with the second half of an episode of The Mel Blanc Show. And then after that, it's Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective. Indeed, at the end of our previous show, Looney Tunes legend Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Porky Pig, and so many more, was heading up his own comedy series. It also features Mary Jane Croft as Betty, and Joseph Kearns as her father. The special guest is singer and actress Betty Jane Rhodes. Let's get back to it. It's from October 22nd, 1946.
Oh, pardon me, young man. Is this the right way to Mel Blanc's fix-it shop?
Oh, sure, just around the corner. Say, aren't you Betty Rhodes?
Why, yes, uh-huh.
Oh, gosh, Betty Rhodes. Oh, gosh, I don't know what to say. You know, I've seen your pictures, and Mel Blanc's fix-it shop is just around the corner, and your old pal Mel Blanc just can't wait to see you.
Old pal? I just want him to fix my phonograph.
Oh, well, I'll see you later, Miss Rose.
All right, thanks a lot, Sonny. Oh, pardon me, I brought this phonograph in, and...
Oh, you must be Ruthie Nelson. Well, here's your broom. You can start sweeping out the place. Hey, where you been?
What?
Well, Tommy sent you over for the Betty Rhodes meeting, didn't he?
Oh, you must be the one who's Betty Rhodes' old pal.
Old pal? Oh, I'm the only one who ever called her Rhodesy.
Rhodesy?
Yep. She called me Melzy.
Uh-huh. Well,
we're practically lifelong friends. Well, look, kid, you better get busy with that broom, huh?
With a broom?
Yeah, and here's a rag. You can start dusting when you're through. Everything's got to be spick and span when she gets here. I got a big favor to ask her, Rhodesy.
Well, I'm sure you're going to get just what you're asking for, Melzy. Oh, my aching back.
What's the matter, Ruthie? Tired?
Yes, and I'm beginning to wonder if Betty Rhodes is worth all this trouble.
Oh, how can you say that? You secretary of her fan club. Here, take all this trash in the back of the shop. Zuki will tell you what to do with it.
Zuki?
Yeah, he's my assistant.
Well, okay.
Well, everything's shaping up. Phonograph fixed.
Well, I guess this must be the back of the shop.
If people will say we're in love.
Are you Zuki?
Sure, I'm Zuki.
Well, look, Zuki, where do I put this trash, huh?
Trash? Oh, just put it in the ash. Put it in the incinerator. Sweep it under the rug.
Say, Zuki, where did Mel meet Miss Rhodes?
He's only making believe. So he can get on the right side of his girl's father.
Oh, I see.
Hey, you know, I'd like to be a singer, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I'm not bad. Listen. One meatball. Chiquita banana, pickle in the middle and the mustard on top. Pickle in the middle.
What's the matter, Zuki?
I think I'm getting a stomach ache.
You're listening to The Mel Blanc Show on When Radio Was. We'll get right back to it after these quick messages.
Hey, Redding, what's better than an ooey-gooey cheesy sandwich? How about five different ooey-gooey cheesy sandwiches? Black Bear Diner just launched their limited-time ooey-gooey cheesy choices that'll cover you for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Come on in and try one of those delicious sandwiches today.
Black Bear Diner.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by New Life Discovery Project.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Big aggressive businessman.
Remember me? Two eyes of blue, a heart that is true. You hear something, Miss Rhodes?
Yes, frightening, isn't it?
Miss Rhodes, my future father-in-law here, Mr. Colby, he's got a new song he wrote. He'd like you to sing it for him.
Oh, say, the kids will be here any minute. Let me put on your new Victor record. Rumors are flying.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Go right ahead, Tommy.
They say our affair is not just a passing phase, and they whisper about the flowers you keep sending me by the dozen. Rumors are flying, and I'm not denying that people are sure I'm falling in love with you. Cause for a change, darling, all the rumors are true. And they whisper
wanted me to sing.
Oh, I've been robbed again.
Daddy, where are you going?
Kobe is flying. There's no denial.
Mel Blanc will be back in just a minute.
Use Colgate toothpowder, keep smiling just right. Use it each morning and use it each night.
Don't take a chance with your romance.
Use Colgate toothpowder.
You know, that little breath of trouble, I mean unpleasing breath, can jeopardize your job or ruin your romance. And the pity is, the victim of unpleasing breath seldom suspects the real reason for his unhappiness. So it's wise to be on your guard. Do this. Brush your teeth night and morning and before every date with Colgate tooth powder. For Colgate tooth powder cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. Yes, scientific tests have definitely proved that in 7 cases out of 10... Colgate tooth powder instantly stops unpleasing breath that originates in the mouth. What's more, no dentifrice at any price cleans your teeth more quickly and thoroughly than Colgate tooth powder. Remember to buy it first thing. And remember the name Colgate tooth powder with the accent on powder.
Don't take a chance with your romance.
Use Colgate tooth powder.
Gosh, we had a lot of fun tonight. Thanks, Betty Rhodes, for dropping in.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Milsey. And goodbye, Zuki.
Goodbye. Hello.
This is Bud Easton reminding you that Colgate tooth powder for a breath of sweet and teeth that sparkle brings you the Mel Blanc Show every Tuesday at this time. Be sure to join us again next Tuesday night for more fun with Mel and the people you'll meet in Mel Blanc's Fix-It Shop. Say hello to Halo Shampoo for naturally bright and beautiful hair. Remember, even finest soaps and soap shampoos hide the natural luster of your hair with dulling soap film. But Halo Shampoo contains no soap, therefore leaves no dulling soap film. Even in hardest water, Halo makes oceans of rich, fragrant lather, quickly banishes loose dandruff and dirt. Halo needs no lemon or vinegar rinse. Say hello to Halo and goodbye to dulling soap film. Get Halo Shampoo at any cosmetic counter. The Mel Blanc Show was written by David Victor and Herb Little Jr. and was produced and directed by Joe Ryan. Ladies, it takes fat to make soap. Normally, in addition to our own huge supplies, America imports vast quantities of fats and oils. But there is famine abroad, and where famine stalks, there is no fat for export. Our only source of additional fats is your kitchen. So if you want more products like soap, nylons, and linoleum, help out by taking a used kitchen fat to your butcher. He'll pay you 4 cents a pound. Sell him a can this week for sure. CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Mel Blanc Show from October 22nd, 1946. That program would air for a little under 1 year. While Blanc's contributions to radio were significant, mainly in supporting roles on other series including Burns and Allen and the Jack Benny program, he struggled to star in his own show. Not to fret, though, not only did he remain busy on radio, but he had voiced hundreds of cartoons. For example, during the one-year run of the Mel Blanc Show, more than 4 dozen cartoon shorts were released, largely voiced by Blanc. Not only familiar characters like Bugs Bunny, Daffy Duck, Sylvester, and Tweety, but also some lesser-remembered roles including Cecil Turtle, Quentin Quayle, and Mandrake. There seemed to be no limits to the voices that he could create. I'm Greg Valley. Coming up next on When Radio Was, Richard Diamond, Private Detective, starring Dick Powell. Right after this break.
Saddle up, listeners, and ride to Dodge City, Kansas, with one of radio's legendary lawmen.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet. It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
William Conrad stars as the formidable marshal in Radio Spirit's 10 CD collection, Gunsmoke, Bloody Hands.
You just had to try it, didn't you?
For a limited time, this set is available to our listeners for 50% off the regular price. Order yours at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 to pay just $19.99 with offer code WESTERN3.
You ain't taking nothing!
Get Gunsmoke Bloody Hands for only $19.99 at Radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code WESTERN3 to save 50%. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Radio's outstanding theater of thrills, suspense.
Johnny Dollar.
We offer you escape.
The Jack Benny Program.
The Johnson Wax Program with Fibber McGee and Molly.
The Bill Harris Alice Faye Show.
Stream the most recent When Radio Was episodes on the new Radio Spirits app for free. Plus, get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, The Whistler, and Nero Wolfe, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like. So don't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Sign up for a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today and get free When Radio Was daily streams with no risk or obligation.
60 Seconds of Service.
This 60 Seconds of Service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com to learn more about how they support our military community.
After serving their country, a growing number of veterans in Maine somehow end up on the streets. According to the most recent federal numbers, an estimated 240 Maine veterans are likely experiencing homelessness right now. There are some government programs to help, but one local nonprofit is working to help former service members get back on their feet by going out and finding them. From slices of hot pizza to homemade sandwiches, snacks, drinks, and fruit, for some people living on the streets on Memorial Day, it was their first full meal they've had in a while. Volunteers with the nonprofit Maine Homeless Veterans Alliance also gave away clothing, personal care items, flashlights, and socks. All are donated by local businesses and community members.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where, as promised, we now enter the realm of private eyes. In the 1930s, Dick Powell came to fame as a song and dance man in a number of popular movie musicals. Then in 1944, he got himself a meaty role, playing Raymond Chandler's Philip Marlowe in the big screen drama Murder, My Sweet. The following year, he played a radio detective in the series Rogue's Gallery. And then in 1949, got this program. His supporting cast includes Virginia Gregg as Helen, Ted DeCorsia as Walt, Williams Herbert as Sergeant Otis, and also listed for Stacey Harris, Cindy Miller, and Clayton Post. It's from September 6th, 1950.
Listen while the makers of Rexall drug products and 10,000 independent Rexall family druggists bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, private detective. Your Rexall family druggist brings you a transcribed half hour with Richard Diamond, private detective, starring Dick Powell. Nothing has gone right all day.
I called your office, but you left an hour ago. What took you so long getting home?
Well, I had to stop by the laundry. Didn't have any clean shirts.
Are you forgetting we're supposed to be at my mother's at 7?
No, honey, I'm not forgetting. What time is it now?
A little after 6.
No, nuts.
What in the world's wrong?
Well, first of all, I haven't seen anything that looks like a client for 2 weeks.
That's unusual.
I only got 2 hours sleep last night.
You're complaining?
Oh, no, 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 honey.
Then what is it?
Well, that stupid laundry gave me the wrong bundle. I can't go over to your mother's with my bare chest hanging out.
Well, can't you go back and get the right bundle?
Well, it closes at 6.
Oh, be practical. It was the laundry's fault, so use one of the shirts out of the wrong bundle. They'll have it cleaned.
No, what if it doesn't fit?
Make it fit. I won't have you being late again.
No, well, all right. I'll see you at 7.
I still love you.
Then tell your mother not to suggest Monopoly again. I have to get some sleep tonight. The shirt wasn't bad, a little short in the arms, but with my charm bracelet, no one would notice. I shaved, cussed a little, showered, cussed some more. Really let loose with some choice ones while I got dressed and kept it up all the way over to Helen's. She walked out in a green number that plunged so far it could have been arrested for attempted suicide. Sure cure for cussing.
Like it?
The guy who went off the Golden Gate didn't have half the drop.
Oh, stop perspiring and come on.
Helen's mother lived in a 40-room vault on Long Island. We had a wonderful dinner. Soup, salad, pheasant on the glass. The only thing missing was cracked crab. Until Helen's mother suggested Monopoly, then I nearly shelled her and ducked her in the mustard. About 1 o'clock, my eyes felt like 2 3-minute eggs lost in a sand pile, so I gave up and went to sleep right in the middle of a tricky trade for my railroad. Helen apologized, looked at me hatefully when I suggested a piggyback ride to the car, and by 2 o'clock, she dropped me in front of my flat on 53rd.
You were horrible.
Oh, well, how did I know your mother had the electric company, too?
Oh, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Kiss?
You can't even keep your eyes open.
This is going to stop me. I do my best work with my eyes closed.
No. All right.
Honey, are you growing a beard?
That's my mink coat.
Oh. Night.
Good night.
Evening, friend. My name's Diamond.
Yeah. What do you want?
I got some laundry that belongs to you.
That's nice. Nothing like getting your laundry at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You got mine.
We'll stop around about noon tomorrow and we'll swap.
I'd like it now, friend. I gotta leave town.
Oh, look, I'm a little tired, friend.
I want the laundry.
Yeah, well, you're dealing with a bad customer. I just traded Pennsylvania Avenue for one lousy railroad.
What?
Come back tomorrow, friend, and I'll give you your laundry and a detailed explanation.
I want the laundry now.
Now, look.
You look.
Well, if anything could have opened my little old sleepy blue eyes, it's that lovely gun. You look divine together.
Now, let's go up and get the laundry.
What's the matter? You got the only long underwear with sequins?
Move.
And I moved. Up to my little flat with the laundry man sticking close enough so I wouldn't forget the big gun on his hot little hand. We went in and traded bundles.
You opened it, huh?
Well, what did you want me to do? Put it on a table and offer up prayers?
You're a little too wise for your own good, but I got what I wanted. No hard feelings.
Yeah, well, I hope your socks fall down.
You just stay put until I'm out of the building. Thanks, friend.
Well, any other time, I might have done something ridiculous, like chasing the guy or calling Walt up and complaining about the inadequacy of ye old police department. But this wasn't any other time. It was after 2 a.m. and I was tired. Sure, it was unusual to trade laundry at that hour, but I was in no condition to try and figure it out. So I brushed my teeth, left my clothes in a neat pile in the corner, and stumbled into bed. Oh, no, no, I'll never get any sleep. I'm coming. Yeah?
Mr. Diamond?
Yeah, who is it?
This is Mr. Green, Mr. Diamond.
Well, thanks for calling, Mr. Green. Good night.
No, wait, please wait, Mr. Diamond. This is Mr. Green, the man who owns the Bluebell Laundry.
Well, how's business?
Can you come over to my apartment right away?
Why?
Someone's going to try and kill me.
What time is it?
3 o'clock.
Look, can't you hide in a closet or something until noon?
I tell you, someone's going to kill me.
Oh, get in the closet and close the door. If anyone opens it, take a bite out of the nearest coat and head for the closest bright light.
This is serious, Mr. Diamond. I haven't got much time.
Well, if you don't think you can look like a moth, maybe I'd better drop around. What's your address?
Savoy Arms, apartment C. And hurry, I'm desperate.
Well, if you're just half as desperate as I am sleepy, you're really in trouble. I'll be right over. I stumbled back into my clothes and downstairs and a quick walk down to Park where I could grab a cab. Then 10 minutes later, I was knocking at the door of apartment C. No answer. I was about to try the door when it opened. Mr. Green?
You're too late.
Mr. Green? He opened the door all right, but that was as far as he got. He just slid down and stretched out on his stomach, head turned sideways, thick glasses pushed up at an angle. his weak eyes trying hard to see everything there was to see before they closed for good. I kneeled down beside him.
Jones. Wrong laundry number. Jones.
Green. Green. Well, everybody dies. He'd been shot just under the heart, from the back. A warm breeze made me turn and look out the open window on the far side of the room leading out to a fire escape. I went over and looked out. Nothing. But it was a good bet that the killer had shot Green from there. I put in a call to Walt, and in 10 minutes he was standing over Green.
And this is the guy who owns the laundry and gave you the wrong bundle.
That's right.
How do you always get mixed up in things like this?
Well, it's a talent.
Did he say who he thought was after him?
Oh, he just told me that he was in fear of his life.
Now, what about the guy who shoved the gun in your face and took away the bundle of laundry?
Oh, about my size. Had a hat on, light gray suit, brown eyes, heavy eyebrows, high cheekbones, very sharp features.
Now, let's go down and run through the gallery, see if we can get an identification.
Okay. But first, let's take a run down to the Blue Bell Laundry. Might be a good idea to find out what this is all about.
Here it is, Lieutenant. Blue Bell Laundry.
Oh, he read the sign. If a guy with fangs and a long black cape answers, drive a stake through his heart.
Or shoot him with a silver bullet.
You keep your suggestions to yourself, Sergeant, or I'll open this door with your head.
These keys are in better shape.
I tell you, we can't use them. If no one answers, then we got to get a search warrant.
Why?
Because that's the law.
What is?
That we got to get a warrant to search the laundry.
Well, what do you want to search the laundry for?
What do I want to search it for? Because a man's just been killed.
Okay, so what? What's that got to do with the laundry?
The guy who was killed was the guy who owned the laundry. You told me yourself it had something to do with getting the bundles mixed up and that guy who stuck you up tonight.
Okay, but you can't just go busting into a laundry just because of a stupid little old hunch.
What do you mean stupid?
You could be wrong, you know. Just because you think you might solve this case, that's no reason for you to go busting into a laundry.
Well, why not? The answer to this whole thing might just be in that laundry.
Well, you've certainly been right in the past.
No, not always.
Oh, most of the time, Walt.
Well, just lucky.
Well, if you think it's best, here are the keys.
You understand.
Oh, sure, sure, Walt.
Lieutenant.
Yeah?
Oh, nothing.
You stay out here, Sergeant.
Well, we're in. I hope the commissioner doesn't hear about it.
About what?
Breaking and entering.
Breaking? What? Why, you...
Fiend?
Yes.
Walt hopped around for a while until he ran out of steam, and then we went to work and took the laundry apart. The way it stacked up, I had gotten the wrong bundle of laundry. The guy who'd stuck me up in 2 a.m. had gotten mine. So the bundle that I'd gotten by mistake figured to be pretty important. There must have been something else in there besides clean shirts.
So, Green, the owner, made a mistake.
Oh, but that's kind of hard to do, Walt. You got to have a ticket to get your laundry.
Ticket with a number on it?
Well, sure. It should correspond with the numbers on those bins. Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. Before Green died, he said something about a wrong number and a name.
What name?
Jones. Now, look, when I brought my laundry in, Green wrote my name and number down in a book. Let's see if we can find that book. Walt took one side of the shop and I took the other. Inside of 10 minutes, we had the book. We turned to the page with deliveries dated the day before and found my name.
Now, here it is. Richard Diamond.
Uh-huh. Laundry number 99. That's right. That was the number on the ticket I gave him. Then Green didn't make a mistake.
But he'd have to give you the wrong bundle. He couldn't get mixed up with the bins, Mark.
Walt, turn that book around.
Turn it around?
Upside down.
Huh.
Now, if that number was on a ticket and I handed it to you upside down...
66.
Yeah. Who's listed under 66?
Say, it's not on this page. Here. Well, I'll be...
John Jones. No address. John Jones. Green had said Jones before he died. Jones had the laundry ticket marked 66. Green had evidently looked at my ticket upside down and given me Jones's bundle.
Green couldn't have known anything important was in that bundle or he wouldn't have made the mistake.
And then why was he killed?
Doesn't figure.
Well, if he was just a go-between, it does. He didn't put the important something in the bundle. Or he would have just held the bundle until Jones arrived and then given it to him.
Then the bundle came wrapped with the something in it.
Now, look, Walt. You know how these small places work. They send their stuff out to a large laundry and cleaning plant.
Yeah, but which one?
Hey. Yeah, I got a shirt on it from that wrong bundle. I bet it's got a laundry mark.
Should be on the collar, let's see.
Well, let's not strangle me, huh? Let me unbutton a few buttons. Right, Scott. Well, go ahead, Grabby.
Let's see. Yeah, there's some writing on the collar.
Well, read it out, and I'll write it down.
86A45L. What kind of a laundry number is that?
Find out, and you might have the guy who slipped something in that bundle and was responsible for Green's death. We went through the rest of the place, but found no evidence to show us what big plant Green sent his laundry to. I bowed out as gracefully as possible and went home to get some sleep. It was 4 a.m. when I stumbled into my flat with just one thought in mind. Sleep. And I got it in a hurry.
Rick, come on now. Snap out of it.
No.
Come on, sit up.
No, leave me alone.
Somebody sapped you.
No, I don't care if you split my head in sections. I went to sleep, didn't I? Well,
what happened to your shirt?
My shirt? All right. Oh, so that's it.
What's it?
The shirt. That's what the guy was really after.
Suppose it was Jones?
Oh, sure it was. Walt, when he traded bundles with me, he didn't have any way of knowing that I'd taken a shirt out of it. That shirt was what made that bundle important.
Those numbers on the collar. I checked. They weren't a laundry mark.
You still got them?
Yeah.
Well, they sure mean something. Let's see if we can figure out just what. I gave Walt a pencil and paper, and we put our two brilliant minds to work trying to figure out the numbers that had been written on the collar of the shirt. Just numbers with two letters, A and L. Easy problem for two brilliant students of criminology.
I got it.
You have?
Let's take the numbers down to the decoding department.
Oh, that's what I like. Perseverance, a sharp mind, and nothing's too tough for us. Well, come on, Arch. You've been working on those numbers for nearly 5 minutes.
Well, I've been sick. Could this be a code for some kind of a pickup?
Yes, it could be.
Well, let's use times and dates. First number is 8.
No, today's the 8th day.
Well, the letter A could stand for A.M.
6A, 6 A.M.
Could 88, 6 A.M. Then 46L could be the where.
46th in any street beginning with L.
Out of the way corner.
46th in Lexington, and that's not out of the way.
Oh, I'm sure glad you broke that code, Walt.
Experience and a little common sense. Come on, you and me are going over to 46th in Lexington.
You and I, Walt.
I could stand for idiot.
That's another code, Arch. Fourth letter in Levinson.
Oh, come on, we haven't got all morning.
You're listening to Dick Powell as Richard Diamond. We'll be right back with more after this break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
What a milestone. Tech It Out, the weekly syndicated radio show and podcast, is celebrating its 300th episode. As the host of Tech It Out, I wanted to announce we have an awesome giveaway to celebrate. Our title sponsor, ASUS, is giving away a sleek premium laptop, the ASUS ZenBook 14 OLED, model number UM3402, which starts at $939. I'll tell you how to enter in a moment, but this ZenBook 14 OLED has a gorgeous 14-inch touchscreen display, a powerful processor for work or play, smooth graphics performance, and super fast Wi-Fi 6E. To be eligible to win, you need to be in the continental U.S., at least 18 years of age, and simply post the hashtag TechItOut on your favorite social media platform and say what you like about the show or podcast. That's it, and good luck. Celebrating 300 episodes of Tech It Out.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
This message comes from our sponsor, Subaru. In June, as part of the Subaru Loves to Care initiative, Subaru and its retailers partner with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society and their local hospital or cancer treatment center to give warm blankets and messages of hope to cancer patients. Subaru and its retailers will have supported nearly 300,000 patients by the end of this year. Subaru is proud to be the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's largest automotive donor. Learn more at Subaru.com/care.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Welcome back to Dick Powell, starring as Richard Diamond on Win Radio Was.
And now back to tonight's adventure with Richard Diamond, private detective, starring Dick Powell.
Yeah, this is a good spot.
The one on the corner of 46th and Lexington, Yant.
What time is it?
5 minutes to 6.
No, I hope we figure this out right.
Car 86, car 86.
No, that's us. Car 86, Levinson, go ahead.
Sergeant Otis wants to speak with you, Lieutenant.
Oh, go ahead.
Lieutenant, I checked and found out where the Bluebell Laundry sends its cleaning. Two companies, Monarch and the Superior Cleaning and Dyeing Works. Mr. Ralph Collins owns Monarch and Mr. Arthur Levin owns Superior.
Find out the addresses of the plants and the home addresses of the owners, and then put a stakeout at the homes of the owners. Don't pick them up, but stop them if they're trying to leave.
Wilco, Roger and out.
Oh, I'm surprised he didn't get tired of Roger and use McGillicuddy just to be different.
Hey, Walt, there's our boy.
Huh, Jones?
Yeah, across the street on the corner. Same guy who got the bundle from me. Let's go.
No one else yet.
He's waiting for something. It's about 2 minutes to 6.
Yeah. Car pulling up. Jones is going over to it.
Get going.
Guy in the car gave Jones a package. They spotted us.
You get the car, I'll take Jones.
Stop! Stop that car! Stop, Jones! Jones! Okay. Car got away, but I put some bullet holes in it.
Drop the gun, Jones.
Okay. I'm prepared. Don't shoot again. Give me an ambulance.
Walt, he's got another bundle with him.
I'll get back to the car and get the wagon.
I think he got me to stump.
You want to talk?
Yeah, okay.
What's in the bundle you got from the car?
Junk. 100,000 in morphine.
How did Green figure?
Just a go-between. He worked for the big boy. Took our money, sent it in with an order for the stuff.
Instructions in the collar of one of the shirts.
Yeah.
You kill Green?
Yeah.
Who's the big boy? Jones.
The wagon's on its way.
He's dead.
What was he picking up?
Narcotics. Well, Walt, we know the cord was put in the laundry bundles at one of the cleaning works.
Well, go to both of them and check.
Yeah, and you could never tell what else might turn up. We waited until the wagon pulled up and carted Jones off, then we headed across town toward the first of two stops, the Superior Cleaning and Dyeing Works. 7:30 when we pulled up in front and let ourselves in with one of my pass keys.
This is the only one we can check quietly. They open at 8, don't they?
Yeah. Got a half an hour to make a noose for a pretty big operator.
It's
So we went to work on the Superior Laundry. Guys like Jones were caught every day, but the big boys, the ones who dished out the stuff from the top, the big syndicate operators, were tough to catch. And here was a chance to catch one. We got into the office and found the order books. Jones appeared in nearly every one. This was the place where Green sent Jones's laundry.
But it still doesn't prove enough. We've got to prove that the code was slipped in the bundle from this plant. Then we got to find the guy who does it.
Well, come on. We got to work fast. This joint opens up in a half an hour. Hey, Walt, hold it. Car pull up outside.
Yeah. I can see it out of the window. Look, it's the same car that passed the junk to Jones. The one I put the bullets in.
He's coming in.
He's coming up here.
Get in the other room.
Yeah, leave the door open.
Hello, Mr. Levin. Yeah, Charlie. There was some trouble. Cops were waiting. Yeah. I'm down at the place. I got away clean. Jones had the bundle, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, I'll blow.
Let's take him.
Hey!
Hold it!
He's making a break!
Stop!
That's your cover!
He's got a gun! Blow him up!
Well, he's had it.
Yeah. Know him?
Charlie Asher. Narcotics record.
This sure turned into a mess.
Yeah. Let's go see Mr. Arthur Levin of Superior Cleaning and find out what kind of cleaning works he's been running.
Hi, Lieutenant. You got the whole place surrounded.
Levin hasn't tried to leave.
He's been out of the house once, went to the garage.
Have anything with him?
Well, now, when he came out, went in with a big box.
All right, let's take him.
You better get out of sight, Otis. You'll see that uniform and get jumpy.
Get down there in the end of the porch.
All right. Yes?
Police, Mr. Levin, we'd like to talk to you.
Oh, well, come in.
Thank you.
I was just going to my office.
Where is your office, Mr. Levin?
I own the Superior Cleaning and Dye Works.
You do laundry for Mr. Green's Bluebell Laundry?
I do work for a lot of laundries. I believe that Mr. Green happens to be one of them.
You know a man named Jones?
I know more than one Jones.
How about a man named Charlie Asher?
Charlie? No. No, I don't know him.
He called you 20 minutes ago.
No, he didn't call me. You're very much mistaken. Now, would you mind telling me what this is all about?
How many workers do you have at Superior, Mr. Levin?
About 40.
Any of them have police records?
No, not to my knowledge.
And you don't know Charlie Asher?
No. No, I told you, I do not know him.
Well, he had a key to the front door of your laundry. Use your office phone.
I can't help that.
He called the Mr. Levin.
But I have never talked with a man named Charlie Asher. I
swear
I... What
was in that box you brought in from the garage?
Box? Books. Books. I brought some books in.
Where are the books, Mr. Levin?
Oh, I put them in the shelves in the library.
What did you do with the box?
I burned it. I don't like dirty boxes lying around the house.
You went outside and burned it?
Yes, in the incinerator.
My men said you only came out of the house once, Mr. Levin.
Then your men are mistaken. I went out twice, once to get the box, the books, and the second time to burn the box. Look, what right have you got to hide outside my house and watch it like a bunch of burglars? I know my rights. I want to call my lawyer.
Oh, sure, Mr. Levin. You go right ahead and call your lawyer. In the meantime, we'll see if anything was burned in the incinerator.
It would be burned out by now. That was 20 minutes ago.
About the time Charlie Asher called
you. He did not call me. I don't even know him.
Well, even if you did burn the box 20 minutes ago, Mr. Levin, there'd still be some smoking ashes.
And if it wasn't burned in the incinerator, Mr. Levin, we'll take this house apart piece by piece until we find it.
I'll go check on it.
Wait a minute.
Yes, Mr. Levin.
Look, I'm not sure. I burned the box.
Then you didn't go outside the second time?
I don't know. I don't remember. I'm all mixed up. Look, you got to give me time to think.
Well, if you didn't go out the second time, the box is still in the house.
Look, please do this. Give me time.
What's in the box, Mr. Levin?
Books, I told you, books.
Where is it?
I don't know. Leave me alone. Now, will you leave me alone? I know my rights.
Start taking the house apart.
No, please.
Where's the box?
Please.
The box, Mr. Levin, the box.
Yeah, where's the box?
Under the sink.
Where under the sink?
There's a sliding panel under the kitchen sink.
Narcotics, Mr. Levin?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I'm ruined.
You marked the shirt collars and sent Charlie Escher to deliver the stuff.
That's right. I had 10 laundries working for me. Green was one of them. I'm ruined.
Oh, relax, Mr. Levin. You can be happy about one thing. Jones and Usher didn't cooperate like you did. And they're both dead.
Richard Diamond, Private Detective, stars Dick Powell in the title role and is written by Blake Edwards with music composed and conducted by Frank Worth. Featured in tonight's cast were Ted DeCorsia, Wilms Herbert, Clayton Post, Sidney Miller, Virginia Gregg, and Stacey Harris. Richard Diamond, Private Detective, was transcribed in Hollywood by Jaime Del Valle. This is Bill Foreman inviting you to be with us next Wednesday at this time when we will again bring you Dick Powell as Richard Diamond, Private Detective.
September 6th of 1950. While that episode featured Ted DeCorsia as Lieutenant Levinson, Walt was most often played by Ed Begley Sr. Two other fellows who spend time as Diamond's police officer pal. And both of those guys were cartoon voice performers. They were Alan Reed, who later was Fred Flintstone, and the original voice of Elmer Fudd, Arthur Q. Bryan. Speaking of cartoon characters, earlier we featured The Mel Blanc Show. And the role of Mel's girlfriend Betty was handled by Mary Jane Croft. And among her many TV characters was playing neighbor Clara Randolph on a long-running family sitcom starring a husband and wife. I'll name it, and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents A Summer Place. Great instrumental hits. A fantastic 3-CD collection of 75 of the most popular instrumental songs by legendary musicians. Enjoy songs like Walk Don't Run by The Ventures, Sail Along Silvery Moon by the Billy Vaughn Orchestra, River Rock by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and many more. Buy this 75-song compilation now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Order now to receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling. Just enter or mention coupon code SUMMER33. Don't wait. This 3-CD set of timeless instrumental hits can be yours for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember to use coupon code SUMMER33 for shipping savings.
What does a murderer look like? Go ahead, put yourself out on that limb, but don't drag me out there with you.
No need to get dragged out to the murder scene. Just get the Radio Spirits app today to help solve the crime. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Sam Spade, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, Harry Nile, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Well, I'll be doggone.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
Don't wait on getting free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today.
I'm Richard Gerhart, founder of Gerhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gerhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Welcome back. Before the break, we were talking about actress Mary Jane Croft. Among her many television roles, she played neighbor Clara Randall on The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. But hey, remember to visit us at our website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by radiospirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.